Hello and welcome to this exciting episode of Boss Barrel Radio, episode 76. And this is John Stanhope. I'm going to be hosting this episode. I've got Griffin Hoffman on my left.
Hello.
I've got Matt Lake on my right.
Howdy.
And we are all here to talk about the amazing event of E3.
Yes. Yes. It happened. Pull your mic closer, Matt. There you go.
Attaboy.
There we go.
Now I can hear all of your voices.
Ah, we're all set.
Oh, man.
So, I do not, since...
How was your E3, guys?
My E3 was great. I spent it...
it was free?
I spent it at work and then just listening to you on Facebook, Griff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to
just,
all those
just
people...
Just being like, God, if people thought my runs were annoying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure people were annoyed with my 25 updates over the course of 2 days, which is probably more than I do in a month or 5 months. So I ate a tuna salad sandwich a little bit ago. No, it might be extra stinky.
If anything smells bad, it's probably me.
It's John run sweat.
Yeah, my run sweat. You're going to want to Febreze everything I've touched.
Now, if you go back and you watch the E3 press conferences and you time sync up my
Dark
posts
side of the moon.
With the episodes, it's hilarious.
Oh, no, I don't doubt
hilarious.
This.
Hilarious.
I don't doubt this because when I went back and looked at everything... And then also, went back and looked at your posts. I was like, oh, this makes so much more sense now.
Right, yeah. I'm sure most people have absolutely no idea what I was talking about. Which, you know, I made a couple points of saying, hey, I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. You very much did. Unfortunately, the way that I caught up on all of E3 did not see it in a specific order. So I don't know if you guys have a timeline that you want to follow, or if you just want to
Microsoft.
We're going to want to go from A to Z.
A to Z. Okay.
Chronologically,
it starts at Microsoft.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it starts at Konami pre E3. I don't know.
That's right.
I did not watch that.
Okay.
Nor did I. Nor do I really know much.
I can summarize it very quickly.
Okay.
I talked to you about it, too, in person, John, and it was the usual weird E3, pre-E3 Konami press conference thing. They showed a handful of games, they did a soccer game, PES, P-E-F-S, if I don't know what that was about. They showed a trailer for Castlevania.
Pro Evolution Soccer.
Oh, I was wondering what that is. Okay. They showed an awesome trailer, CG trailer for Castlevania Lords of Shadows 2, which
crazy.
If you haven't played Castlevania Lords of Shadows,
I suggest you do so.
No, don't.
No,
just
play it. Just turn it on easy and play that
just
game.
Watch somebody else play it. I thought I played it in easy and it was still forever.
God, that game.
Oh, it takes a long time.
The problem, we're not going to get into it, but the problem with that game is that it's not that it's hard, it just becomes drudging at some point.
Yes.
Especially when you get into the hell areas where it feels like you're in hell.
The game takes a long time. But the ending cutscene after everything is done is totally fucking rad. Like, the best. And this CG trailer takes that sort of OMG, this is nuts, and brings it to another level of okay, it's not exactly what I wanted, but it's still freaking crazy.
Can we comment on a spoiler fact? I mean,
no, I've been purposely not trying to spoil anything. No. Yeah.
Oh, no, not that. I'm just saying, the ending of the first one.
Yeah, I was trying to not say it in case people want to go back.
All right.
Play that. I mean, unless that's you want to say,
game.
Spoilers be damned. Yeah, fine. Okay, whatever.
It's a 2-year-old game. If you haven't played it, you suck at life.
True.
You should probably appreciate
Castlevania
more.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the ending, so you should refresh my memory.
After credits, what's his name?
Zobek.
Gabriel.
Zobek is walking through this weird old crusty cathedral thing and then floats up to this other level. And then sitting in the shadows of it is
Gabriel Belmont.
Ah, yes.
And
during modern times, right?
Well,
but
that's the thing.
Moment.
Gabriel Belmont gets all pissed off and
so
tries
interview
to
with
attack
the vampire,
Zobek.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. And then flings him out of the window, and he lands in the middle of
modern day New York.
Yeah, modern day.
Yeah,
which is kind of the bummer of the teaser trailer for Lords of Shadows 2. That
the immediate bummer where you're
this
isn't
still
there's
set
no taxi cabs
I mean,
here.
Yeah, it's only set a few hundred years in the future as opposed to thousands of years in the future.
But that also fuck spoiling the trailer. I mean, that's not what I was concerned about. I was concerned about spoiling the first game, and that is in this trailer. You play as an evil dude. You play as what would assume to be as Dracula because you turn into mist and dragons and hell whips
dragon.
And you suck a dude's blood.
Yeah,
and then he dies.
Suck a dude's blood and then throw his body at a giant wooden robot.
No, you turn into a goddamn hell dragon and fly at the wooden robot.
That's right.
And then the big spoiler at the end is potentially who this character is that appears not entirely on screen.
I would like to just point out that Alucard is not the only white-haired individual that has existed in Castlevania lore.
No, that's true. You're right. But wouldn't it be awesome?
No, I'm completely down for accepting that to be Alucard. I mean, what better franchise to just bring him back into, like the Lords of Shadow?
I always hated that name.
Alucard?
Man, yeah.
It's so good.
Because it's Dracula backwards.
It's like Miragon.
But I just...
The trailer was awesome.
The trailer is awesome. You should probably go see that trailer if you haven't seen it.
I'll probably go back
and watch Mercury Steam again.
Yeah, and I think they did a great job. Is it still a Konami?
Yeah, it's still... this was at the Konami press conference.
I'm sorry, not Konami. Kojima.
I don't know if Kojima has his hand in it anymore.
Because he helped produce it, right?
I don't know how much Kojima's actual input exists on that.
The Kojima.
I know he put his stamp on Mercury Steam to be like, yeah, these guys are cool, but I don't know how much Kojima is involved with this stuff. But the Metal Gear Rising Revengeance,
I did totally watch that.
It was really good.
That's good. Procedural cutting is still a thing.
Yeah, which they did it really well, where you're going into these fast action sequences, and then there's moments of slowdown where you just slice and dice.
They slow procedurally down, but I do like that weird little blurred line that shows up where it shows where you're going to be cutting dudes.
Yeah, it's the same thing they had before, where it's like this long planar line that rotates on a single axis to show you how you can make your cuts, and then you make them all. And then the enemies, or whatever you're cutting, slowly starts to fall apart, and then does. And it's pretty rad. It's like one of those movie moments where like the laser or the wire or the sword goes through somebody, and you can't tell that it's through them. And then later, their face slides off.
Mm-hmm. Exactly like
and
that.
And then later, Tay Diggs' face slides off.
I don't recognize that reference.
The Revengeance trailer. The biggest bummer about it was this game's totally happening. It's going to be released in 2013 spring.
Yeah.
You're like, ugh.
That's almost a four month.
It probably won't even be spring. It'll probably be delayed or something.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it's going to come out in June, like I said before.
That game looks so
crazy.
Done though.
Dude
cuts up a helicopter.
Every game looks like it's done.
Yeah.
The other thing that came out of that press conference was something I can't remember. The Zone of the Enders HD stuff that's going to have a Revengeance demo with it, which is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then the...
they did that before.
Yeah.
The Zone of the Enders and Metal Gear Solid 2 demo.
That's why it's funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird with the parody. I thought it would have been better if they would have released, it would be great is when Metal Gear Rising Revengeance comes out, if it comes with a Zone of the Enders 3 Project Enders demo.
Yes,
it could.
So the HD comes with the demo for that, and then that comes with the yes.
Yeah,
it's just this
constant piggybacking of we
one
can't
product into another. Yeah, sounds great.
And
then when you pick up the I guess
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yes, Metal Gear Solid 5.
You get a demo for
Lord of
Shadows.
I don't
like you calling it that. I don't know. This game just seems
too
different.
No. I mean Metal Gear Solid.
No. Okay.
Not Metal Gear Rising.
No.
2.
Rising just, I don't know. I'm not excited for that.
Rising?
I don't know.
No,
yeah, just
fair enough.
No, I'm still totally stoked for that game. I'm holding out all expectations.
Yeah, my Lady Wood is peaking.
Oh, God. Jeez. Luckily, I muted those parts and just looked away. And
that's good. Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's really all the notable things that came out of the Konami press conference.
Did they talk about the Fox Engine?
There was something they showed it. They're like, "Hey, we got the Fox Engine," and then there was like a Kojima style art asset that was like, "This is a brush style painting of a dude standing next to a dog," and we have this Fox engine.
I think the soccer game is using the Fox engine, I want to say.
Pro Evolution Soccer is using the Fox engine?
Possibly.
That would be ridiculous. No. What for?
Oh, well,
gotta render
we'll
that grass.
It's being used in some game that's going to come out pretty soon or within the next year.
Right.
I think Zoe 3 is probably going to be using it.
That would make
sense. Seems weird to me. I don't know. Because that game was just so fast-paced. And
well, what I've heard is Zoe, the Project Zoe or Enders is supposed to move away from the anime style and move more to appealing to a Western audience.
Oh, so
that's
like,
kind of a bummer. In a way. I don't know. The first Zone of the Enders I really liked. And then
I just replayed it the other day. Played through all of it and beat it.
Good. Does it hold up?
It holds up really well in terms of the game or the in-game engine stuff, but the cutscenes are atrocious.
Oh yeah, does not surprise me.
It looks like you're watching like if Toonami. The future was Lupin the Third, but like as CGI.
Awesome.
So everybody's got really
kid
big
detective
features.
Stuff?
Was that
Kid Detective stuff?
I don't know what that is.
I feel like you would love Kid Detective.
What is that?
It's an anime.
Is it Detective Conan like?
Is it Conan?
Is it a little, like an adult man who got transformed into a kid and he wears glasses?
That,
oh, okay. Yeah, I've watched it, but I watched it in Japanese. It's called Detective Conan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just remember playing those games. I had no idea what the hell was going on in the story. Like, I didn't even care. I don't think anyone cared.
I forgot how... Well, one thing that I forgot was how much of a pain in the ass it is and how poorly the game guides you to the next location, where it's like you get to a point where they're like, you need to get something, you should fly around and look at previous places you've been before.
Wow.
And that is as specific as it gets. Or you're the game will say like, hey, we need to get this thing, I've seen a location where we could get this thing that we need to get, and that's it. It's like, okay, that's all you got. So
that's it.
So I there was one time when I had to pull up a guide, and I was like, I don't know what you want me to do, game. And it was, you need to go all the way back to the first level that you've been, that you started the game at, and go play through that.
Jesus.
It doesn't give you any guidance on that. But then once I got through, like, two little stumbling blocks, it was really awesome. The boss battles were really fun, especially the final bosses with the lady, the...
I seem...
Edna, Elena?
Sure, Echidna.
Ella. It's not Echidna, that's for sure. That's a different game. That's a different crazy Japanese game. It was fun. And the weirdest thing is the last boss fight where you can't do anything to him.
Yeah, I loved that boss fight.
I only remember a couple boss fights from
the Anubis
boss.
Yeah, Anubis. That's
I just remember like there's one where like everything goes dark, I want to say.
Mm-mm.
No, maybe that was the second one.
Yeah, that sounds about right for the second one.
There's something, it goes dark and then he's like, it's like, you have to guess where he is or something, and then there's a light.
In the last boss fight, like the Anubis boss will teleport around quickly, but then you'll stay locked onto his past image until he gets up close to you and then grabs you, and you can only just dash away.
Yeah.
You can never like sword attack him because you can never lock onto him.
Another thing in that game, a lot of mashing, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember the dodging being entertaining, though.
Once I got into playing a little bit more seriously and controlled, I got a better feel for like how to actually slow down the pacing, how to move around in combat and dash here and there. So this makes me really want to go play Zone of the Enders 2, which I remember even less. Mm. I don't know if I actually finished it.
I could let you borrow that.
Okay.
I don't know if I can find it at home.
Okay.
So, that was it for Konami?
Yeah, that was it. As far as I can remember for Konami, I'm sure there's one or two other things.
Okay, and then that takes us to actual E3 day.
Actual E3 day!
Microsoft.
Well,
technically it's
day zero.
Day zero.
Well, there's also the Sunday thing, the Nintendo Direct.
Oh, yeah. I didn't read anything about that.
Well, we talked about it at work, where they showed the gamepad for the Wii U.
Right.
Yeah.
The gamepad Pro.
We now officially have two colors, black and white, that are going to come out. And then we've also got the click-in sticks. So we got an L3 and R3.
Yep.
For all those who don't know, it basically looks like a 360 controller.
But with
Talking about the Pro Controller.
The Pro Controller. Yeah, that was what was shown on Sunday. Yeah, but it looks like a 360 controller, but the analog sticks are on the same plane.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're not both above. Offset. Yeah. And then you've got your D-pad below and your face buttons below, which I find odd.
Right. It does look odd. But I've been reading the internet.
It might actually be.
And people say it feels fine. Totally fine.
Well, no, I imagine.
You think about it this way, though.
I imagine there's still those certain weird people.
Hey, PlayStation has linear sticks, just to remind you.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. I've always thought the PlayStation controller feels better than the Xbox controller.
Too, yeah.
So, Matt?
I'm comfortable with either one.
Well, ultimately, basically, if you have a problem with either of the controllers, you are the problem.
If I had to pick a controller to play games with for the rest of my life, it'd be the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just because that's what I played for the longest time.
I think I would pick the 360 controller. It's just...
You would.
I just don't
enjoy your dumb D-pad.
I just don't like the... the dumb D-pad.
I don't use the D-pad on my PS3. True.
Have you guys ever tried one of those?
The Transformer?
The Transformer controller? No.
I think when I buy my...
Microsoft came out a while back with this... new controller that has a transforming D-pad that locks it in place.
It goes from shitty to shitty.
Less shitty.
Some guy was using
mildly
that for
less shitty.
UMVC 3.
Really?
Yes.
Did that make
did
a big
it, like,
deal?
Make his,
it made it
did
easier
it make
for
his
him.
Thumb bleed?
Because he uses a D-pad when he plays Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. It made it easier for him and stuff. So.
No, I'm sure it does, because that is my main problem with that stupid not D-pad.
But
it's a flipping joystick.
What do you use the D-pad for anymore?
Everything. If I can. If I can, everything.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
I don't at all.
Anyway.
I guess I'm you're evolving, I'm not.
Do you guys care about how I approach the questioning for the specific, like, Microsoft, though? Is there anything else?
Well, we're definitely going to highlight, the big games that were shown.
Okay.
Why don't you just kind of,
whatever
you want to know.
The first thing I would be majorly interested, because I skimmed this and went, I don't really think this is that big of a deal. But then went back and read some more about it. Still didn't like fully grasp everything. But tell me all about Smart Glass.
Smart Glass. You want to field this one, Matt?
Okay. You can hop in whatever. If I basically what they were trying to do is they want to do connectivity with their tablets, their smartphones, with the TV and with their Xbox. And I think they actually said that it was going to be compatible with an iPad.
Any iOS device.
Any device.
Android, Windows, or iOS device.
Why that's a huge deal is because, you know, the whole Wii U thing is like, hey, you've got this tablet controller and you can use it with the system. Now everyone's saying, well, Microsoft's kind of doing the same thing, only better. It's more connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what they weren't showing a whole lot of... I don't think they were actually showing it. They were just showing trailers for demos of, like, what you could do. Like,
no, they showed it on screen.
They had this model and everything.
There's, like, three major bullet points.
Yes, Game of Thrones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah, the guy was showing it, like, oh, I can look at a map of Westeros on my tablet while I'm watching it on TV and...
That's kind of
stuff
cool.
Like it's
not.
But
no?
Who's gonna? Are they really gonna do that for every single show and every single movie? And
exactly.
Everything? It's just one time thing that they're showing.
Sure.
But
sure. Well, I mean, from a gameplay perspective, if I'm playing, Shadow Complex, and then boom, my iPhone has a map in Shadow Complex and can kind of keep track of where I am on the map.
If you don't mind, I'm going to quickly summarize what I think Smart Glass points were. Is that they are trying to make a unified Microsoft experience through all your devices. So you're going to have connectivity through the Xbox, through your Windows 8 PC, through your Windows 8 tablet, through your non-Windows 8 tablets and phones, and Windows 7 or whatever phones you have. So basically, they've created this like Apple AirPlay feature where it connects everything. So you've got your tablet tying into your game console, tying into your PC, tying into your phone, all these this just realm of interconnectivity through this service they call Smart Glass. You can download that on any of your devices. That's very smart because now it means you don't have to buy a Microsoft, which is what you were saying, Matt. You don't have to buy like a Microsoft device to have your unified experience. Like you can run your Xbox with an iPhone.
With your iPhone.
Yeah.
And I could turn on Netflix and pick a movie and then it'll come up on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Or on the
And as
the,
long as you're
TV.
Using Smart Glass to unify all things and pull in your Netflix information, you could then be you know, on the bus reading or watching a Netflix movie on your phone.
Sure.
And then you get home and you turn it on the Xbox and then you pull that smart glass Netflix up and you watch the rest of the episode and you have your iPad next to you with the map of whatever stupid TV show needs a map to go along with it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't understand the map for a show. That sounds dumb. But.
So the selling point with all this that they kept emphasizing was like, now all your devices will be unified, and like you can have all your devices connected into one thing, so that it's like, what's the worst thing when you're sitting on the couch and that's when you are watching TV, but you don't have anything else to do with your devices. And you're like, no, they're yes, missing.
That is the worst thing. When I'm utilizing one of my devices and my other devices are sitting there feeling neglected.
Yeah. Smart Glass, the marketing they're pushing misses the point of Smart Glass. The point yes. should be the Apple experience of like one unified.
All of my devices in my home work with each other instead
right,
it's independently
it's
of each
it's
other.
It's an environment. It's a. It's like a hemisphere, whatever you call that. It's an entire ecosystem of what I like with all my devices. But what they kept emphasizing is like, you don't know what you should be doing with these devices while you're watching your games. It's like, no, I don't want to be playing my games.
That is not the problem.
Yeah. I want to be playing my games and checking Twitter and on my phone and then have my laptop next to me open to a video that I'm watching while I'm playing the game while it loads and or reading this.
Too much multitasking means I don't ingest any information.
No.
It just gets dumped.
I need more multi. Like, I want to be playing a game and I want my computer there to, or my tablet that I don't have so I can read something, and then I want my phone next to me so I can be on Amazon or whatever, like here and there. Like I want different things from different things. I don't want like the Halo codex
right.
only available while I'm playing the Halo game.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. But
they also showed a trailer of like somebody using their tablet to draw up a Madden play in a Madden game for their 360.
Cool.
But
no, it's not.
Well, okay.
But if
I played Madden.
But yeah, but how often are they going to do that, and with what type
well,
of games?
Also, I mean, though, I mean, on the Madden kick, right. Again, not that I really, again, play Madden or give a crap about Madden.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's if, say, you are at a place with a friend and you could both use this on your own iOS devices, you could both pick your plays on the phone. That way, no one sees
you
what you're
see
picking. It. I don't know. There's certain opportunities to integrate this to make it.
I mean, if they go full board with it, I mean, it's basically like a Wii U controller.
Up,
I mean,
yeah.
I am totally in favor of them going the unified experience route. Like, this smart glass becomes your digital TV device, tablet, everything. Like,
absolutely.
It is one time. What I don't care about is it's like, well, if I can draw a play when I'm playing this football game, or if I can. Look at the codex while I'm playing this RPG, or if I have this menu or map open at all times when I'm playing this video game. Like, to me, that just seems like lame ass extra add-on functionality that is uninteresting.
Eh, that's fine. I mean,
that's bullet point shit. And when we get to the Wii U, I have a lot to say about that.
Okay, that's fair. I will agree that. When I got my iPhone and I downloaded the remote app to basically make it that I can control my iTunes from my iPhone, and then my stereo will just play whatever music I want,
no matter
where I am in the house, that was that step where I was just like, gosh, integration amongst all of my products is amazing.
My friend has Apple TV and he uses his phone to control, and I was like, wow,
yeah.
This is amazing.
And if that is another thing I can do, if I can...
You
like,
can. Smart Glass will let you control
your
Xbox with swipey touch controls. You can navigate the menu just by using it like a mouse, basically, that you'll have on you.
Yeah, and if I can also, like, do they say anything about being able to send, like Xbox messages through Smart Glass?
Uh-uh.
No?
No, I don't believe so.
No, they haven't said anything about it.
God, if I cannot send...
You can use it as a mouse while you're using Internet Explorer.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Internet Explorer coming to the, Xbox.
But can you use it as a keypad? No word on that.
That's weird. But it's also like if I pick up... Okay, so if I pick up my...
Xbox. Bing.
Well, no.
Genre.
See, this is dumb. If I can pick up my already Internet-enabled device to browse the Internet on my Xbox, That seems stupid.
Right?
I would rather be looking at the internet on the device that's already in my hand. That seems dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, don't give me something that I already am holding. That's weird. Just
one extra step.
Yep.
Yeah, so that is smart glass. That is basically their presentation on that.
No, it would be nice to be able to, like see who's on Xbox Live and see what games they're playing and be like, hey, when I get home, like, are you still going to be playing this? Do you want to, like, jump into a game together? Like, I don't know. That seems cool to me. No? Okay. Cool.
No.
Okay. Let's talk about Halo 4.
Yeah.
I talked about starting the show with a showstopper.
Exactly.
That's what people were saying.
The
yeah.
best part of the Microsoft press conference.
That game looked good. Like, really shiny, good. Like, it's shiny good.
I didn't care much for the live-action trailer part, but
I missed that completely.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. It's okay, cool. Stupid.
Glad I missed it.
So in my notes, I have written down, robot Ghost Rider shitting drones.
Yes! Yes! Oh my god. Thank you for thinking pretty much the exact same freaking thing. When that stupid thing's mask opened up, I was like, what the fuck? I should
have changed it to Tron robot Ghost Rider shitting drones. Because everything's just like neon orange and neon blue.
Hyper orange in that thing. And I was just like, what the
Still don't know what they are. I mean, well, some like Forerunner, maybe.
Forerunner nonsense. Who gives a shit, really? Has been alluded to. I don't know.
Some people care.
Some people have read
some
books.
I'll read about it on my tablet smart glass as to why I should
When you're playing Halo 4 and your iPhone's like, hey, do you want to read like the book? It like pulls up all the Amazon like nonsense. Yep.
In a pen, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a universal symbol.
I really like that trailer, and I think it has ignited an interest in Halo 4 in me that didn't exist until watching that, because not only does it look awesome to play, I really like this change in the enemy type, which if the one little fight they had is a prelude as to what's to come, where it's like you have this one enemy that moves really fast, has a variety of different abilities it can do, like plant a shield, summon a drone that throws grenades at you. So you've got one enemy that can do all these different things. It makes you have to change your game up. What I would like to see is it just being one versus one, and not to overcomplicate it with like...
Not like the Flood where you were just
mowing through things.
Yeah, you basically spray and prayed down a hallway hoping that you killed everything.
Yeah, or even with the Covenant stuff where it's like, okay, here's these three brutes and if you don't attack them all in the correct order, you're going to die because, you know, that's just how it is. Like, I would really like to see more strategic 1v1 play in this.
I
don't think that's going to happen.
No.
Well, I think you'll see like plenty of those crawly things that are in mass formation, and you'll mow those things down.
That looked annoying.
The dogs.
That did look really fire-breathing dogs.
The Tron dogs.
Yeah, Tron dogs. I don't know, the flying drone thing that caught your grenade and threw it back at you I thought that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I think it was cool.
But then when you shoot it, like when he shot it before it released it, I saw that it was interesting that it flicked the grenade in a different direction.
I didn't notice that clearly. I just hope that combat, like from what I've read about it, they said they want to take combat in a new direction that's different.
Combat evolved-er.
Yes. Tom Clancy's Combat Evolved-er.
Clancy's.
I would like to see a Halo game that takes that stuff in a more challenging in terms of tactics and not in terms of sheer numbers.
Yeah, that's fair. You suppose there's going to be more like backpack gadgets and nonsense like that?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
What do you mean by backpack gadgets necessarily?
Reach. Like in Reach, where you equip the sprint?
No, I don't think so.
You only keep the sprint?
I equip the jump. I equip the jetpack.
I'm just wondering how much Covenant's going to be in that game.
I don't know.
If they're going to still just put them in there for a quarter of the game or something.
Yeah, I would really appreciate something like a 30-60 split. Or, I'm sorry.
30-70?
Math.
Or 40-60?
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, we'll see.
10% is a devil's cut.
Yep. The other 10% is all Master Chief.
I don't know. Like, I've never really been interested in the Halo mythos.
Also, does that actor's voice sound different?
Yeah, it does. Yep. Definitely does.
Just, well, of course, I don't know. It's been how many years since we've heard Master Chief?
Yeah, like, I didn't notice. I didn't really care.
Like 5 years.
It's like, whatever.
It sounds like it's, I don't know if it's a different voice. It
sounds gruffer. That's but almost
it sounds
like
different.
Robotic Michael Ironside.
It's not Michael Ironside. There's a definite lack of Michael Ironside this year.
I was very sad.
Well, speaking of Michael,
Ironside.
We'll get, was that part of the Microsoft?
Yes. Yeah. That was like the second game shown.
Blacklist was part of Microsoft. I thought that looked great.
What?
My opinion, I think
really?
Splinter Cell Blacklist looks great.
I'm watching the same thing.
Yeah, no, I thought it looked great. Using my Kinect to say, hey, you. That sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Fourth echelon.
Yeah. Well, so here's my thing. I don't give a fuck about Splinter Cell's story. All I want to do is stylistically jump over some shit and mow down some dudes and feel awesome doing it. Conviction did for me, and this looks like it's doing that again.
I would hope that this is just faster-paced conviction.
It looks like being able to run and gun people down.
Right.
It's look cool.
But in that same respect, it also looks like faster-paced conviction, where it's like, oh, hey, you know the methodical stealthiness that was part of conviction? Well, that's gone. You could just kill everybody now.
Well,
and you also have missile strikes.
That's true.
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird.
If you're watching,
so did they go into like the setting for that game though?
Yeah,
like, sure. But is it worth talking about? No.
Well, I'm just interested. Is it pre? Because I'm trying to figure out why Michael Ironside is not voicing.
I think it's after the events of Conviction.
Yeah,
really.
It's fourth echelon is what they talk about, and three is all about third echelon.
This was taking place in between like Iraq and Iran.
Yeah,
I think it was in Iran, but
okay. Arabic.
It's in the Middle East. Yes.
Press a button to make Arabic.
Yes.
Sweet.
I don't know, man. Like,
Well, granted, that's one section of one level of the game.
Yeah.
We don't know what else is going to be.
Yeah, that's true. And
in regards to what? Like,
for that game, that's all we it could be completely different than that. That could just be like the only action.
Yeah, and did you play Conviction?
Yeah, I did.
I think we all did.
I remember that game having its moments of like, I have to mow dude down.
I don't remember that. I remember there was a one section where you had to do that.
Yeah.
Where you got unlimited marks.
Yeah, just all marks all the time.
I thought it was a very methodical, very plodding game, not like a shoot-em-up like this seemed. But, I mean, if that's the direction they want to go with it, that's fine. It just, that doesn't interest me. I'm good.
I don't know. I liked it. I was interested by it. I really love Splinter Cell. The only thing I hope is that there is more, like, co-op stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, there is. There will be. Co-op. They finished their little bit by saying like, oh, and there'll be mercs. Mercs versus versus spies.
They're going back to that.
I don't care.
I don't care either, but I know that tons of people do care about that.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like the co-op campaign, and I kind
of
hope that
we had a lot of fun playing that. You and I played.
Oh, yeah. We played it online. That's right. I originally played that with you, and then I played it again with my other friend. Yeah, gosh, I played the hell out of Conviction.
I really liked that.
I really did like
that
it, too.
That was fun.
Yeah, because I remember like you and me talking to each other over the headset as we were about to kill each other. That was great.
It was like, here, just kill me. I already got the achievement. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Took a little bit of... Well, I thought I liked that little ending.
It's really good. It's really good.
What did you guys think of Don Matrick's comment as the Xbox is the number one console selling worldwide?
What, like in what time frame?
Now it is.
Well, now it is. Yeah,
it is the number one selling console in the world.
I mean, like, but from when to now?
He like just said that
10 minutes. 10 minutes ago,
I was like, "No, how is that possible?"
It's like, did he forget about the Wii?
Is it all time as well?
No, not of all time.
Okay.
That's what he said. I'm wondering, like,
because of all time, there's also the PlayStation 2,
exactly,
and the NES.
I think it's what is selling the most every month as of like right
now.
Yes,
I think that's what means
as of a month ago.
Yeah, but yeah. I was just surprised by that. Like, hey, we're winning.
Yay!
Benchmarks. Let's see here.
Funny story. You price cut it enough.
Well, I guess we'll. John, you want to ask any other questions before we take it away?
They did mention something about bringing that $99 4 gigabyte Kinect bundle thing to more retailers than just Microsoft stores. I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere.
Not in the press conference.
Oh, okay. It was in the press conference. Mm-hmm. I can go over a bunch of stuff, like, really quick.
Yeah.
You had some other things.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're bringing Kinect and, like, Xbox to, like, 12 more countries. They're going to support multiple languages.
During the show,
the guy was speaking in Spanish.
Fucking Univision on your Xbox. Yes. I am pumped about that.
Great.
Teach
me Spanish.
Sábado Domingo or Sábado Gigante every day.
Great. Great.
I love Univision.
Yeah, and now they're supporting like Nickelodeon, Paramount Pictures, Machinima, Univision.
Okay.
Ooh, yep. Machinima.
Oh yeah, Machinima.
You heard that guy in the crowd when they're like, "And Machinima," and there's
dude, there are people going woo, woo over everything.
Oh my god!
No matter what, Microsoft employees,
NBA, probably. NHL, and new ESPN functionality of like ESPN 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 42. Yep. ESPN U, ESPN Wii U, ESPN Wii U. Durango, ESPN N.
ESPN De Ocho.
ESPN, ESPN.
There was a trailer for Gears of War Judgment.
There was a trailer. A series of still images.
Is that what you call that?
Well,
because I watched that trailer for that thing.
I'm confused. Like, this is that's a prequel, correct?
Yeah, that's what that looks like. Cole's shaved. Like,
yet there were still locusts I saw. I thought it was going to...
Yeah, it's a prequel, but it's not a pre-war prequel.
That's... Well...
Because the war goes on. The war has been going on for a while before Gears of War.
Well, yeah, but
war.
They had that... Before Marcus they had that exactly. Civil war between humans. Humans against humans. That's where I thought they were going to go with it.
Oh, God. You would hope, wouldn't you?
No, but they're not going to, probably. I saw locusts, and I was really confused. So, like, why are there locusts here?
The vibe that I get, and this comes from also the talk that people are having who are on the show floor seeing stuff, is Gears of War Judgment... I'm thinking is first and foremost a multiplayer game.
Oh god!
Like a competitive co-op style horde mode.
Competitive co-op?
No, like competitive slash co-op like game where the focus is on you're playing against each other, you're playing with each other, and then hey, there also might be this small story mode in it.
I also totally forgot that Baird was a lieutenant. Am I the only person that cares about this?
Yes.
Ranks.
The only person, private. I don't know.
You don't know how those ranks work.
I don't. That's not Earth.
Lieutenant could be the greatest.
It could be like introductory level private.
Super admiral.
Yes. Was Baird and who?
Coltrane.
Baird, Cole.
Oh, yeah, Coltrane.
Random chick, random dude.
Okay. Whatever.
That
was a weird thing to do, I think.
Hang on.
Another thing they announced that I didn't really care about was Xbox Music.
Yeah.
Where, I don't know, I like my iTunes good enough. I mean, I don't really need Xbox
But you
music.
Can have a smart DJ.
Well, hey, great. Hang on. If Xbox Music syncs up with my iTunes, then we're fine.
I doubt it will.
It's going to sync up with like your tablet. It's like that smart glass stuff. It's going to
Well,
hook up.
See, this is what I'm hoping. If it syncs up with my iPhone, then we're good.
I'm not sure about that, but...
Son of a bee. I thought I had a thing in here. I know this isn't part of the press conference, but they did... Oh, here it is. They did announce the 5 games for Summer of Arcade.
Yeah, that wasn't in the press conference. Okay. But we can talk about that if you want to.
Tony Hawk HD, Griff.
Yeah, great.
What's the Metroidvania game?
Shit. Illusions of Bananas?
No.
Right, exactly.
There's Hybrid, there's Deadlight, there's Tony Hawk HD, there's Wrecketeer, and Dust and Elysian Tail.
Elysian Tail.
If it's a Metroidvania game, I'm going to check it out probably.
Okay,
yeah,
that sounds interesting.
I have not looked into any of the other ones aside from Dust, Tony Hawk, and that's it. I haven't seen anything about the other ones.
Hybrid, no. Isn't that the game where you can flip upside down for cover?
Yeah, that's the Fifth Cell game where it's flying around and shooting dudes without moving.
That's a multiplayer game.
Crap. I'm trying to see if this will load, but
I mean, and it's Wrecketeer, not Racketeer.
Wrecketeer.
The one where you're throwing boulders and shit, right?
Yeah, it's like a. It's almost like a Angry Birds game.
Yeah,
Angry
the one
Birds
where the buxom woman came on stage and showed how to throw balls. And then I wrote here, where's my notes?
She was overly excited.
No, she knew what she was doing.
Well,
she was forcing stuff. She was like, you know, you don't give a crap about this game, but I'm going to have a good time, and you're going to look at my tiny vest.
tiny vest.
Let's see here. Did I even write it? Oh, shit. That's what we forgot for E3. Or E3. Konami. I'll talk about that later, though. That'll be afterwards stuff. Yeah. Alex Ruiz, Racketeer. I said, nice try, Microsoft. I'm not falling for a shitty Kinect game with Q-Girl demoing it.
Nike Plus fitness game.
Yeah, another fitness. I was trying to not talk about that, but
Steven Olander from Nike.
Wait, there's an actual Nike Plus.
Wait,
like, game,
John,
game?
You the biggest user of the all Nike bullshit, don't want to talk about the Nike Plus integration.
Aside from the Nike pants I'm wearing and the fact that I just use the Nike Plus app to keep track of how far I go, that's about it. I don't own Nike shoes or sweatpants.
But you can work out with other people when you're doing Nike Plus now.
You can track your fuel on everything.
Oh, God, I do kind of want one of those fuel bands. Yeah. Those look pretty sweet. What was I going to say? Can you still hear me?
I'm just getting a buzzing.
You're
when
buzzing.
Everybody talks.
Oh,
okay, well.
Weird. But didn't you post something on your Facebook feed, like something dumb, where like if I start to go do my runs, it will now yell at you on Xbox?
I didn't. Maybe I posted that. I don't remember. But
is that a thing?
It tracks everything. Like it's like you're playing this Xbox fitness game, so now it's going to be like, hey, you burned so many calories on this Xbox game. Combines that with your run that you did, and then combines that with how much. You swing your arm with your Nike fuel band. So you do all this stuff and it all adds into your one Nike athlete score.
Sweet.
Which everybody who has a body is an athlete. What is their thing?
Get stoked, Griff.
I wrote something here.
I'm about to start blowing up your Xbox.
Yeah.
Along with your Facebook and Twitter and all forms of
let's prove to Nike that not everyone with a body is an athlete.
Not everyone with a body?
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Everyone with a body is an athlete.
Not, oh, God.
And I think if you connect Nike with an Xbox, you'll prove that not that is not true. You can have a body and be not athletic.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Let's see. Yeah, it was just, I didn't, that was one of those, like, wrap it up.
Well, they showed a bunch of other demos and stuff.
But the weirdest thing about it was they just didn't show any of the exercise game that came a part of that.
Oh.
It was weird. Let's see here. Tomb Raider, there was a demo.
That was the thing.
It looked interesting.
I watched,
it looks like female Drake.
Bose. The first of many.
Bose. Tons of Bose.
I thought it was funny when she said she's going to eat you out of there. Did anybody catch that?
What?
Lara Croft is yelling that she's going to get her friend out of there, but the way that her British accent happened, it sounded like she said she's going to eat you out of there.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
I said I it was a cool demo, like that they did, and like the destructible cover, the constant moving, the trailer that they showed was awesome, like really really cool, but. I still maintain that game makes me feel really uncomfortable. Like, really,
I do
really
not know what you are talking about. Yeah, I honestly not watched. I watched this thing and I go, "This is the same crap that all happened to Isaac Clarke, Nathan Drake, frickin' Batman."
It is, but
and
it isn't.
It's only different because she has boobs and she squeals when it happens.
Maybe I mean maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's just her lady noises. But okay. I've been thinking about this argument all day, and this is what I want to say. When Nathan Drake is about to fall off a cliff. He's like, no, and he falls off, and he's like, back.
It's amusing when he does it, Isaac Clarke does it, he just starts hitting that echo grumble thing that happens inside of his helmet. Like, and when Batman does it, he doesn't say anything because he's the goddamn Batman.
But when Lara Croft does it, hers is like,
she's also like, you know,
95 pounds and
yeah, she's
and
also
60%
like 20 years old in this movie. She does not have that
okay,
much boob
fine.
In this.
But what makes me so uncomfortable is just it seems like they're like, let's make the situation she's in more crazy.
They just okay, that's
so it's
sure.
like she falls out
sure,
of this
that's like,
fucking
let's
like
make the situation
like,
that
cannibal
Nathan Drake's in
cocoon, and then you know, hits the ground, lands in a pile of bones, and impales herself with, like, a broken stick, and then yanks it out, and then spends the rest of the demo hobbling around with a bleeding kidney wound.
I think it looks great.
Like, at least Drake, like, he'd fall down, get blown up by a rocket, crush his tailbone, but then get up and be like, argh! Like the Jackie Chan style of, like, just rub my arm, be like, argh! And make the, like, grimacy face, and then go on with the next
fight.
The
pain goes away if I just rub it a lot.
Like, Lara Croft is like, the chick just got fucking punched in the throat, and then she's, like, wheezing and gasping and finally gets her stuff together.
Here's what I would say. Would it change it if it was a guy?
Yeah, I think if it was
if you had a male character that got jacked in the throat and then was wheezing and gagging, like, for a while before it actually went away.
I mean, maybe
does that make it?
It might
less.
It might make
torture
it
porn
for me.
You?
For me, it might. I mean, for me, if it's a dude who gets wrecked really hard and is, like, gonna die, like Bruce Willis or something like that, instead of Lara Croft, like, maybe I would feel different. But I think the Lara Croft being in that situation and just how they crank up the craziness of each, like, horrible, catastrophic situation she gets put in makes me feel more uncomfortable. Like, if it's a dude, it'll even that out or something, but it's too big of a leap in both directions where it's like, yeah, it's a tiny girl. And then the other one's like, it's just absurd situations where, you know, she is, tied up and shooting a guy in his goddamn neck.
Yeah, that's fair.
And getting covered in brain giblets.
I do not. I'm not trying to, like, shy away from the fact that, yes, they are creating something, like,
okay, well,
seemingly very visceral and very, like,
here's the thing, though.
Rough.
They won. Like, if that's what they're going for and they're like, we want to make people feel uncomfortable, like, yeah, fuck, I do. I feel weird.
That's sort of how I felt since I saw the cover story.
So, I mean, I don't like it, but, I mean, it's good.
Well, it's just
they're
like
doing
the same thing.
Job.
I don't exactly enjoy, like, being scared, yet at the same time, like, Dead Space and freaking Fatal Frame and Eternal Darkness, in retrospect, it's like, yeah, those are cool because I enjoy it. After the fact of being scared.
I mean, it seems like they're doing a really good job with tension. And then the actual gameplay looked pretty fun.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Oh, I thought the environmental, like, stuff that they had in there, where it's like Lara, like, lighting arrow on fire and shooting gas cans to make them explode, and or, like, just taking shotgun and blowing up this piece of wood to make these barrels fall and hit dude.
Yeah.
Or
made
just
for,
like,
a good demo.
Push dude off of ledge thing. Like, it just seemed like pretty good combat puzzles.
I thought the whole waterfall part was a little bit.
The waterfall part,
it's because,
with the parachute.
God, that.
That got rough.
Parachute. That was such rough.
When she falls out of the tree, I'm like, yeah, this is some Isaac
Clarke
stuff.
I thought the dumb part was, okay, she's going down this waterfall or the stream, whatever, and she's got her hands up, like, screaming, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, shotgun blast.
The shotgun
slowdown
blast,
screaming,
and then dodge the
shotgun in her hands. I thought it looked really dumb the way they did it.
Okay.
But you're a Croft. You'll soon understand what that means.
Oh, that's great.
God. Yeah, I liked it, though. I mean,
it looked good.
I'm ready to play that game.
Yeah.
And that's on this generation of consoles, and that's great.
That's exciting. I'm stoked. Is that still supposed to come out this year?
No, it's next year.
Next year. Next year, yeah.
Let's see.
An RE6 demo.
Oh, God, yeah. I watched
that.
That was awful. I honestly
didn't.
It didn't
look that great.
I didn't. I was, as soon as Leon Roundhouse kicked somebody, I was like, yep, here we go.
I think I'm feeling what most people felt in 5 now. After people played 5 and they're like, yeah, this isn't Resident Evil anymore, and it just feels weird. Like, I watched that demo and I was like...
I sort of felt that with Resident Evil 4, but at least Resident Evil 4 still had certain, like, redeemable qualities.
No, Resident Evil 4 is great. You're crazy.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I felt like that was a progression towards, let's make it more action.
Yeah.
And...
Well, this game just doesn't feel right from what the demo was showing. It feels weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally agree with
that. The weird vibe it's giving. It's too much like that Degeneration video movie that we watched.
That was so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, Usher.
Fuck.
God, Usher.
He had a dance routine with Dance Central 3.
Okay, so, Usher was out for Dance Central 3, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
Okay. How was that?
They didn't really show off the game. They just had an Usher performance. And,
I heard that Usher at some point synced in with gameplay that was going on.
I don't think he was really playing the game.
No.
I'm not saying that he was playing the game. I'm saying that my understanding was that there was Usher on stage, and at some point they put flashes of the game up there, and the moves that he was doing.
Maybe for part of it.
From the game.
I don't know. I couldn't watch it because it was so painful.
Oh, I watched that.
The thing that I think a lot of people who were sitting in the audience missed was when the audio cut from the track that was being played there to Usher's personal mic that was on him, there was a massive difference in what was happening. Like, you'd hear the awesome... what was the song he was singing?
I have no idea what the hell the song... I don't know any Usher
The Usher song was. He'd be singing it. It would sound really good. And then all of a sudden, it would cut to, like, that weird echoey... We're just getting the audio from the stadium. Like, they weren't getting the audio piped in from what everybody was hearing. They were getting the audio from what the concert hall was hearing.
Sure.
And then Usher would yell on his personal microphone that was hooked up to him, and it would just be like the worst karaoke moment of the entire world, like him just screaming out nonsense and then just not even singing at some points, just nothing, just letting the lip sync track take over.
Wow.
It was bad. It was really, really bad.
I don't think it was that bad, but I wasn't really interested either.
I thought if I was Usher, I'd be super embarrassed.
What stage performer isn't super embarrassed in their lives anymore?
Flo Rida.
All Shameless.
Okay, we'll get to that. They showed a trailer for South Park: The Game, The Stick of Truth.
Oh yes.
Oh, that looks so good. I thought it looked good.
Matt Stone and Trey Parker's like, oh my god, thank god, real people.
Yeah.
Yes, they're making fun of smart glass thing at some point.
Yeah, well, was it Trey Parker did, comes up on stage and his first words are like, in his South Park voice of like, what happens if you want your device that's connected to your other device, that's connected to your iPad, that's connected to your banana hammock, that's connected to your microwave, where you're sitting in your fridge watching TV, explodes? And you're like, oh, you just are South Park, aren't you?
Oh, man.
The whole thing is like you're the new kid, so you can customize your own character. And that game looked like an episode of South Park. It really did.
It does.
Which the only people who can make a garbage looking enough game is Obsidian, according to those guys.
Yes, they had to make it look garbage enough. Yeah,
that's what they said.
Yeah, it has to look bad enough.
They said they're like, you know, we really had a hard time making our game look bad enough because, or like the television show, we needed to make it look just really bad, so we turned to Obsidian, and they didn't mean it like that, I'm sure.
Oh no!
Oh god, that's like, awesome.
Oh, just poor Obsidian.
I wonder if they know like what that sort of a comment like.
I don't think that
lends itself towards.
I don't think they did, and I don't think a lot of people took it that way either.
Games that
I think it was just me thinking of that.
Wow. Yeah, that's... No, it looks... I think it looks good, though.
Looks freaking awesome.
It looks like a ton of fun, too.
Looks like a great
And that's
RPG.
A retail game. That's not a downloadable game.
Yeah, that's going to be a game.
So that's going to be interesting to see how long it is.
And then that's old school, like, turnstile RPG nonsense, right?
Yeah.
It looked like it, yeah.
Yeah, Mario... Paper Mario sort of stuff, where it's like time button presses.
God, I just want skill trees.
You can choose your class when you begin with different abilities, classes, summons. You can summon slave.
Can I summon Barbara Streisand?
Possibly. I wouldn't rule anything out.
I saw Jesus.
Yes.
I don't know if he's a summon or not. Yeah. But
there's some other notes I have here. They talked about downloadable or games like Ascension, New Gods.
Yeah, that's Toy Soldier people.
Loco. Yeah.
Ascension.
Wasn't Ascension supposed to be like one of the first games that'll launch that will coincide with Smart Glass?
About Ascension, I don't know.
Be able to have a map with it?
Maybe.
Anyway.
I don't know about that. I didn't
see anything.
I love the art style of the Ascension New Gods. It looked like that claymation from like Wrath of the Titans, the original one.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought it was really cool. The Loco Cycle from Twisted Pixel, which, you know, who knows what that's
all you
about.
Saw was a cycle. That was it.
Yeah, who knows? It's Twisted Pixel. I'm sure it'll be fucking hilarious. And then Matter from Gore Verbinski.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The portal briefly. Balls.
Yeah, yeah.
That had a personality or something. Racketeer, South Park, Dance Central, Black Ops 2.
Didn't care for that demo.
Neither did I.
It seems like aircraft and robots and like technology instead of humans, it seems like to me.
It seems like you are really, really detracted from the killing of dudes.
Yes. It seems like that game does not understand what 15 years in the future is going to look like.
It also seems like that game is just Call of Duty Black Ops with a different skin put over it.
Yep.
Which, based on the flying airplane that controls exactly like a helicopter, reminded me of.
Oh my god.
You're like, this is just the helicopter from Black Ops.
Okay, so when that part came up where he's like, hey, have you ever flown one of these before? No. All right, the computer should take care of most of it. I was like, wow, way to really dumb down like somebody's fucking job.
Dude, it's the future. You don't know. But the thing that blew my mind was he's like, no, never flew it. Puts a helmet on, which, of course, there's a helmet in the plane that fits the dude. And then he's like, starts flipping like 18 different switches. And
just
I was like,
I know.
Oh, God.
It's like, what are you doing? Like, that thing's going to blow up.
That's unless all vehicles in the military in 2025 start that way, I wouldn't know where to begin.
No.
If I get into any kind of car, I can start the car. But if it has 15 different startup switches,
it would have been a completely different thing if he'd have jumped into that thing and was like, hey, have you ever flown one of these? Nope. And then just pushed the start button.
Right.
Then it would be fine.
Or you know what I would have preferred? Just jam his hand into like some liquid sex slot that's like, now you are one with the machine.
Yep. There's just two fleshlights on either
side
for your hands.
That's fine.
Done.
Yep. Plunge, fist it and go. Yep.
Just go.
Fist and go.
Just make love to the jet.
That would, it was a bad demo. Really bad.
Yeah, I did.
It looked uninteresting to me.
The only levels in that game will be the levels that are the flashbacks that I think will be interesting.
Weird,
that's about
like,
it.
Sniper rifle that shoots through shit for some reason.
You charge it, just like
Mega Man.
Well, it reminds me of Team Fortress 2 gun that lets you do the sniper rifle gun, lets you do that. And then you also have the Farsight from Perfect Dark. Shoot through walls.
Yeah, and was it Syndicate? You could.
The other thing is when I tweeted
this is not a new thing.
When I tweeted about my disdain for Black Ops 2, somebody was like, "This dude was like, oh, you can, and now you can also shoot through walls." I was like, "Well, you can actually shoot through walls in other Call of Duty games. It's just now you can shoot through thicker walls.
Yeah, and you can see through the walls.
Yeah,
but then again, this is not something brand new. Like video games have done this for a long time,
right?"
So whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
I give less of a shit.
Yes,
less interested.
Less of a shit.
Half poo.
I feel like we're missing something else.
The thing is, am impressed with by a Microsoft press conference, though, and that is just they're good. Like they are a good, professional, upbeat. I finished watching it. And I was like, you know what? Microsoft did a good job this year. Pretty good. And then after about a half hour of just thinking about it, I was like, wait a second. No, they didn't. That was garbage. Like, what did they actually say? Like, it was just very, very, very slick. Like, just a good presentation to make me
They're good stage performers.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And then when you went on to EA and Ubisoft, it was like, whoa, I would prefer another Microsoft press conference.
Would they talk about Madden?
Oh, they talked about, Madden and FIFA are coming to Kinect.
Their new engine.
Yeah. Play calling with
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
Sweet.
Which is funny because I watched him recently in the Montana? Hunter and I watched him, doing the sand celebrity bowl of football.
Oh, great.
So it was weird because they're like, you haven't been playing for a while. This is kind of new to you. And it's like, he's like, yeah, I guess. And
it's like riding a bike.
Yeah, like 3 months ago, he was playing in the sand with Snoop Dogg.
Oh God!
And
that's how those bowls go. Yeah, get a bunch of just random celebrities.
Snoop Dogg is an amazing football player.
I'm surprised he can move quickly from all the dope.
He's a beast.
Well, he's kind of tall. He's like 6'6" or something. Like
yeah, he's tall. Freaky tall, and he's like he's awesome. Anyway, let's. move on to the next?
Moving on, yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Microsoft goes to...
EA.
EA. Yep. Is EA... No, that's not right. I don't know if I...
What you got, John? Start us off.
Okay, I'm going to ask a really dumb and easy question. What the hell did EA talk about?
Wow, okay.
Dead Space 3.
Dead Space 3.
Which
did
that
not
demo
look.
I did not like. You're basically fighting a drill the entire time.
I like parts of it, but I really didn't like most of it.
I didn't really like Lost Planet 2.
Oh.
Burn.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of people were
saying... Fuck this planet.
A lot of people were saying that.
Hey, you're fighting humans. There's universal ammo.
It's
not jump scares really anymore. It looked like it,
well, and again,
more combat,
you know, like we said before. This is
yeah, that's
strictly
small,
just one part of it.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
Was running in from I was running in and from because I was I went out and in between press conferences I ran out and had a margarita at the wherever with Jen and I got back and I ran in and I got everything set up and going and then it was. Like maybe a minute into this Dead Space 3 demo, and I was like, "I wish I could rewind because I don't know why there's this other dude here, and they're like fist bumping, and
so it's like Army of Two.
It is
Dead Space.
I wrote my notes. Dead belly Space. Of the fucking whale.
Belly of the whale.
Belly of the whale.
Belly of the whale. Salem.
It is
funny because it's Noah,
not
no,
the game Jonas. That I want to play. Jonas. Anymore.
Fist bump. Is fist bump.
I think it's drop in and out co-op.
Yeah, you're supposed to, like,
yeah.
Apparently the single player and the co-op run side by side, yeah. And just that other character would be, he's still in the story, but he just gets put in different, like, locations.
Yeah.
So, if you are coming up to checkpoint A and your dude is not with you, he would be further down, be like, hey, come over here. Kind of like in a weird cutscene-y thing, but if you reach that checkpoint A with somebody else there, it would be just like...
We both move on.
We're both just, hey, let's go over there. Kind of thing.
I'm less interested.
Dude, you know we're both going to play that, though.
I mean, maybe.
Belly of the Whale.
Oh, I'll probably play it.
Belly of the Whale.
We'll see if I'll like it or not.
I will
play that game.
I would prefer to play Lost Planet 3.
Damn
it.
Never played Lost Planet.
We'll get to it, but I may not disagree with you.
Right?
We'll get to it.
Well, good. I hope you remember that because we've got a long ways
watched
to go.
A
so.
Ton
oh,
of
that.
Yes, we do. SimCity.
More Madden 13, blah,
more
blah,
Madden
blah. 13, oh, God. In Madden 13 powered by the Infinity Engine?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That sounds amazing.
I looked up Infinity Engine and I was like, wait, Baldur's Gate.
Exactly.
This is not right.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Like, sweet loot in Madden.
Yeah, it's just
like a loot generator.
Guys, hey, I got a Super Bowl ring. Yeah.
Yep. +5 helmet of charging.
That would be cool if they did that.
God.
They gave you equipment to put on your football players.
What is this,
the
fucking
yes,
no,
shoulder
need...
pads of the eagle?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. They give you flight.
+3 to intelligence.
They give you football or something.
2 to wisdom.
I'm telling you, can we just make
I
this
get
happen?
My mana regen
Let's
up.
Start this Kickstarter right now.
Yeah,
we're
Diablo
gonna just
3
start
football.
Funding, start funding a... RPG football
you want
game.
Mutant League football RPG?
Yes,
like
I do.
Diablo 3
I really do.
Tecmo.
EA still probably owns the rights to Mutant League football.
I don't know.
I wish they would make one.
What did I write? I don't even know what that note means. SimCity Social?
I didn't see anything on SimCity.
I thought SimCity Social
looked
like a game where
I didn't give a shit about.
It's a Facebook
I cared.
Game.
It looked like a game where I would actually get back on Facebook just to play that game.
You
so
might
it's
notice
only launching through Facebook.
You might notice
or?
Around this time I had a tweet that said, "Yo, dog, I hear you like Facebook
yeah.
in your games, so we put more of that Facebook shit in your games."
Yeah, that sounds familiar to me.
Hey, it's free though. It's SimCity. It's SimCity.
No,
it's
because
not Farmville.
I would rather play SimCity proper.
That's true.
Yeah. Which they showed right after that, yeah. as if to like twist the two of them into one to have you not exactly know the difference between both of them. And the new SimCity looks fucking awesome. Whoops. It looks just... God, this
smack
is like
that
a,
thing right on there, Griff. Yeah. Just boop. Just mushroom stamp it.
The new SimCity looks crazy good.
Crazy
it
good.
Does.
Yeah.
I
it
would
looks like
play
a little Micro Machine City.
Oh,
like
that sounds
just,
awesome. I haven't played... a SimCity game in a long
goofy
time.
Fun
I played
spore four little things. I don't know. It looked good.
That's cool. Can you still get giant ants to come in and eat shit?
Oh, well, we don't... They don't know about the
random disasters.
Okay. They didn't really show much of the... They showed like a monster going through a city for
Gojira
like a second.
And Mecha Gojira.
Gojira! What about Battlefield 3?
Premium membership?
Yeah. Dude, I saw that and I skipped over it. I know nothing about this thing.
4 expansions over the course of the year.
Never mind. I don't care.
Battlefield 3 Premium, where you can own more shit.
Don't care.
You can own more tanks.
Sweet.
You can...
More guns.
Own more
Maybe.
Guns.
Where's my Battlefield Bad Company 3?
How about not coming out anytime
soon.
Hey,
if you buy some Battlefield 3 Premium, then maybe you'll secure a B Company.
Bad Company 3. This is going to be like another one of those, like, this is the consumer's fault because they didn't buy enough of...
Speaking of uncomfortable moments during the press conference, Star Wars Galaxy...
Yeah.
Old
Republic going the way of Galaxy, going free to play.
Mm-hmm. Level 15.
Up to 15.
Oh.
Yeah. And Dr. Ray just looking really uncomfortable on stage. Yeah,
that game's going free to play in about a year, is what people are saying.
Yeah. No,
it's going to be really sad when it happens.
Sure. At this point, the doctors are unhappy about their decision with partnering with EA.
Sure.
I mean, I think every third word out of that man's mouth was rat ghoul. more content. There's going to be the HK-51 as a new companion, which is the super popular droid from the KOTOR games.
That's 47.
Hmm. What's that?
Whatever.
That's HK-47, but whatever.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's the same type of robot. It's an assassin robot.
Oh, so. Okay.
You get it, Griff. HK-47.
Uh-uh.
AK-47.
Oh.
It's funny.
Huh.
Fucking Star Wars.
Meatbag.
Yeah, but they have like different expansions, or like just maybe one expansion, or is it two?
I think they've got two planned. One is like just more content, and then another one is like weird, like mysteries of the beyond, monsters of the other world.
Great.
And then there's also this expansion, the level cap increases, I think.
Was Star Wars 1313 part of the EA thing?
I was going to say, that'll be something we talk about later.
Okay. Later, yeah. But
that was
an EA thing, or a Konami
thing that never came up in the Konami press conference thing.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure who was putting that out.
That's something we can talk about after the fact.
Okay.
Yeah. Next, they showed a Medal of Honor Warfighter demo.
I'm more interested
in that than Black Ops 2.
Shit, yeah.
I just think that engine looks amazing. It just looks
I think if
fantastic.
I'm going to breach some doors, I would prefer to do it in Medal of Honor, Door Breacher.
That is fair. There's certain parts of that where I'm like, God, how much Call of Duty can you put in a Medal of Honor game?
Dude, there was the one exact level out of Call of Duty where it's like you drive this treaded robot that shoots grenades and guns.
And you're fighting Somalian pirates and...
Yeah,
I think you actually did that in a Call of Duty before.
Yeah, absolutely. It was Call of Duty
3.
I think you did
Modern Warfare 3. Yeah. You pulled that shit out of the shed and the robot drove around and killed things.
Yeah.
Yep.
I still think that game looks better than Black Ops.
Tier 1 operators. I still think it does.
But at the same time, it does not... I don't know.
I'm not going to buy it, but...
It's like if
you give me a piece of shit and you give me a piece of shit in a Ziploc bag...
Yeah,
I'm not interested in either of them, but one is easier to handle.
But yeah, I suppose. I don't know anymore. You give me a video game about dudes in the military, and I just become less interested. Just over the course of the years, I just stops. There's only so much you can do with that sort of a property. Oh, there's a war? Great.
John, speaking of things you don't give a shit about, let's not talk about FIFA Football Club.
Jesus, what is that?
Yeah. I wrote, FIFA Football Club is not for us.
Okay, cool.
Nope.
Good.
Because that's
not
dumb.
Like soccer.
Because I know about as much about soccer as I do about...
Hey, the UFC's going with EA now.
Oh my god, that's when I dropped the visual mic. Sorry. It's just... I couldn't watch that anymore. Dana White is a chode.
Yes. I've been talking shit about EA when he went signed with THQ. Now he's like, hey, I'm with EA now.
Yes, that's completely... Well, yeah, no.
Or THQ, though.
Dana White is Ed Hardy incarnate. Like, if the clothing could become a man, it would be Dana White.
Well, doesn't he have something to do with Affliction?
Probably.
So it would seem like it would make sense, right? Because Affliction is sort of like the...
Maybe it's based on his body.
It's like the unofficial, like branding for UFC.
I thought they just went hand in hand.
Or maybe it's maybe it's that weird UFC Impact clothes crap. I don't know.
Did anybody pay attention to the Need for Speed Most Wanted?
No,
stuff?
I didn't actually see it.
Matt?
At all.
I watched the demo. It seemed like a Need for Speed game. Crashes looked all right. It looked open world.
I watched the new Forza. That looked a racing game.
That was just a trailer and they didn't show much of it.
Yeah.
For the Need for Speed. But for Need for Speed, it looked open world. Cops are chasing you. You got to get away. That's about it.
Sweet. Most Wanted-er.
And then they had Crisis 3. Another Bow game.
Oh, man.
Another game that I just was like, I don't give a shit
about. I will enjoy playing that.
I will not.
I will. Parts of that sentence are okay. I will play that. I don't know that I'll enjoy it, though.
I will buy...
I love Crisis. I always love those.
Did you like Crisis 2?
Yeah, I did.
I don't want anything to do with Crisis. I feel it's a very divisive series.
I think it's great. I think it's better than most first-person shooters.
I watched that trailer and I was like, you know what? This game is garbage. And all the other games are garbage.
Yep.
It's okay to not like Crisis.
It is okay to not
like
Crisis.
Like it too.
No,
it is okay to like it.
Fine.
I'm telling
you.
You
can like it, but I don't like it. I'll play it.
That's just your opinion.
I'll play it. I won't enjoy playing it, but I'll do it.
So you're playing as Prophet, the dude who shot himself in the goddamn face in Crisis 2.
Right, but they also
start... I don't remember that.
They also... Yeah, he straight up kills himself after ripping that armor off.
I remember
himself.
More of Crisis 1 than 2.
But then, did you play?
No,
Crisis 2.
Hell no,
I did. Okay.
Well, but so the thing is, like, there's some gray area there though, because in Crisis 2 they straight up start referring to you as Prophet, like so. There's some, not like the people who know better don't refer to you that way, but that like. There's some confusion that goes on because you're wearing the suit, so everybody just sort of assumes. So I'm like, maybe.
Okay, so whoever wears the suit is the Prophet.
I don't know.
I could buy that.
I don't know.
But I don't give a shit because I don't want to play that game.
But it's like, I couldn't even tell you the original name of the dude who becomes like new Crisis suit dude.
I don't know.
So, I don't know. That game also, weirdly, you tell me what you think here, but... I think Crytek engine is sort of not looking as impressive as it once did.
No.
Like, I honestly think Crisis 3 was probably one of the least impressive looking games I've seen in a long time. Like, Halo 4 outshined that thing leaps and bounds, in my opinion.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to match. Like, Halo 4 seems like it's not the greatest looking piece of tech, but with what it has, it does a really good job of making a cool art style. Whereas Crysis seems like it's trying to push into that next realm of technology and just misses it. Like, it just seems like it's a bad frame-rated, awkward animation, first-person shooter tech demo.
I could easily name half a dozen or more games that I saw that looked far more impressive to look at than Crysis 3. Like, the new Tomb Raider, that Beyond game...
David Cage.
Yeah, right.
What else? Half a dozen.
I said half a dozen. That's two. Halo 4. Honestly, the Call of Duty Black Ops doesn't look that bad. Like from a visual standpoint.
Call of Duty Black Ops looks bad.
It does. You think
fucking terrible?
It doesn't look interesting.
Everything has...
I'm not saying from an interesting
standpoint.
It's
a brown on brown layer.
Okay, so color-wise,
colors
I'm just saying,
look bad.
All right.
All right, I gotta go grab something, and I'm gonna let you guys move on to the Ubisoft press conference.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say, as soon as I go here,
what am I not allowed to
talk
about?
Aisha Tyler.
Which, I muted her parts, and this random co-host they had. There's some YouTube sensation
Toblerone?
Oh, I don't even know his freaking name because I didn't... They had a co-host. They had Aisha Tyler, who's from Talk Soup, who's also an actress. And they had some other guy who's a YouTube sensation. Well, I didn't even get his name because I just muted him and Aisha Taylor because I didn't want to hear them talk.
Okay.
Because I don't know, Ubisoft just has a track record of having bad press conferences, so...
Okay.
But... first thing they showed was Far Cry 3. And
oh, God, yeah.
Got kind of a little awkward at the beginning because there was a naked woman on top of you who was writhing, and she was tattooed up, and you're just cupping her breasts, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, so I watched that yesterday, and initial impression is, wow, okay, so that's happening. But it lasts for, like, nothing. Like, it's there. My problem with that whole, like, trailer thing is that it's really, like, seizure. There's a lot of things going on that screen that are trying to, like, come across. And I was just really wishing that showed more of... I don't know. I really wish it wasn't so much of a teaser trailer and so much more of a, like, just sort of show me more of what I would be doing.
Well, they kind of did. I mean, it was a single-player demo.
Yeah, and it was. And I watched parts of that co-op demo, too.
Yeah, that co-op demo was not good.
No.
I did not like it.
That's why I say I watched part of it. But I don't... Flaming Tiger...
That was kind of cool.
Flaming,
was
like, the best part. Flaming, exploding knife. I don't know.
You are him, he is you.
Yes, weird, like...
Titties!
We're connected by...
Oh, we got past that.
We got past that part.
We got past Boobysoft, so...
Yeah, that Flaming Tiger. Hilarious!
Flaming Tiger. Like, cleaning your wounds with... stabbing out bullets...
I don't know if you do that. Did you?
No, I didn't see that.
I thought they showed up like a bit where he's like digging into his skin for.
Maybe
something.
They did that in two, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I just wish I just
flame
knew how
flame technology just as amazing,
just
as
good as it was in two.
Yep.
Maybe you were in a building when it was on fire.
Catch your tiger on fire. Stab
catch
tiger with
everything
knife
on fire.
Get knife on fire. Stab wall. Explode wall.
Yep. All that. All of that.
So,
I had a feeling that demo was looking really good up until the point where he jumps off the roof, stabs the guy in the neck, and then starts shooting guys over the box cover. He starts taking a lot of damage. The guy, David Hay? I've got his name somewhere
David
else
Hader.
Here. No, but he runs and he ducks down under a stairwell.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Instantly becomes full health and then just mows through everybody. So I feel like that was the time when they flipped the switch that said, okay, here's the god mode. But with great power comes great fucked up nonsense.
Right.
And here are your flaming tigers and all this other awesome stuff.
Right. I don't know.
Here's the enemy of the game dancing on a pole.
I don't that whole thing. Here's another thing. So I understand there's like four Far Cries that exist, right? Far Cry.
There's like five, I think.
Maybe five. Yeah,
Four or five.
Far Cry 2, Far Cry
Instincts,
and then
there's a Far Cry for the Wii.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to say Far Cry 2. Crisis and Crisis 2.
No.
Of course
no,
not.
No, there's like weird like Far Cry offshoots.
Yeah, there's an Xbox one, and then there's a Wii one.
Yeah. But so essentially Far Cry is like Final Fantasy in the sense that they have fuck all to do with each other.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't anything
wrong
with
that.
Yeah,
I don't think they do
but
have
I just,
anything to do with each
but,
other.
But in no way, shape, or form do any of them have anything like aside from being in a jungle environment, like thematically,
that's about it.
We're just
you're just some dude who's in a jungle and
shooting other dudes. Okay,
and it's open world, and that's about it.
This is why that doesn't really interest me. I just don't.
Is there malaria?
Yeah, exactly. I have malaria, and I have to take a shot.
Oh god,
or I'm gonna die.
Don't talk about that.
I like.
I didn't like
to.
I did not.
I liked it, but I never finished it, and I never got far. But I just like to play it.
Oh,
the most.
I like guns that jam.
The most interesting thing that I thought about, that I enjoyed about Far Cry 2 was the level creator. Like,
I didn't touch it.
I built a forest.
You can do that in Far Cry 3 now.
Oh, sweet. I built a forest. I was proud of that. I lit the whole thing on fire, and then I flooded the whole thing, and I got up on top of a giant mountain and jumped on a hang glider and flew that right into the flooded forest.
John, can you just admit that we're all a little bit gay?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you guys touch on that while I was gone?
No.
No.
Aisha, Tyler's statement of we are a little bit gay. Let's just admit it now.
I did not hear that because I muted her
after the Just Dance dancers came out.
No.
No. And Flo Rida, and she was like, "Woo, those girls are looking hot."
Oh.
No.
Oh, I see.
I didn't hear a single thing she said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I muted her.
Why?
Because I didn't want to hear her talk.
But you're missing the best parts.
The best parts were the gameplay parts, is what I saw. Also, that YouTube guy was on there, I didn't want to listen to him.
Tabascus?
I guess that's his name, whatever.
Yeah, he was, like the literal interpretations of trailers. He does like a singing voiceover for a bunch of movie and game trailers that's like a literal what's happening of it.
Did he do one for Far Cry
3? No,
3?
He didn't. Well, maybe, but not in the show. In the show, he was just like, he and Aisha Taylor have zero chemistry. And she was the voice for the chick on Archer, if you're familiar with that.
Oh, okay.
Elena,
or not.
The black chick.
Whatever Archer's kind of girlfriend is.
God, that show's good.
Don't really watch it.
I don't
good.
Like it.
It's good.
It's not good.
It's really good. No. It's amazing.
It's dumb.
Oh, it's so fun.
It's good, not good, in the middle. Okay.
So that was pretty much it, right?
Well, they showed an Avengers trailer. That was about it.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
They showed Rayman Legends with the Wii U.
Which I hear looks terrible.
Oh, well, the last level that they showed was awesome. Where they were...
No didgeridoo?
No didgeridoo, but there was the surf rock, like...
Yeah.
There's this level they were playing through where it's like this... Like the slider levels from Mario, where you have to move across the screen really quickly without messing up, or else you die. So they had this live demo of that, and then as the characters were jumping around the screen, the person who was using the pad was like, you know, pressing these different parts of the screen, like touching the blocks, just like you would in the Mario bullshit. But like you're touching the screen and interacting with it. But it just so happened that every touch and swipe you would make would correspond to like a guitar riff or like a drum hit or a cymbal smash or something like that. It was really cool. Whereas it was a rhythm game, but without being overtly a rhythm game.
Okay.
And then it was also awesome, just like Rayman rocker dudes who look like monsters on surfboards, and it was just goofy and cool.
Okay.
But I don't really care about that game.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not actually like Rayman Origins at all. That was very, very boring.
It's great music.
Oh yeah, great music. I don't deny that at all. They showed Zombie U, which was a trailer. Another
that
trailer.
Shit.
Oh, I saw that and I instantly thought that was actually a joke, so I didn't read into it.
Right? It still is a joke to me.
So what is that?
Well,
it's a first-person shooter zombie game.
Tell me the joke.
Let's
say, use your screen to shoot zombies.
No, let's say in the Ubisoft conference, it's nothing. It's a game that's called Zombie U.
Okay.
Period.
Zombie U. But they did show a nice Assassin's Creed 3 demo, I thought.
Fuck yeah, that was the best.
Oh, that's good. Where you're going through the trees and you have to infiltrate the base.
Fucking just kill a deer and leave it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why. Well, just kill this thing and just...
Okay, so was I the only other person, too, that sort of saw the sort of weird like Mass Effect thing that happened in that, too?
Where
I walk by a dude and he asks me to do this and I don't even say anything and it goes, boom, new quest.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like,
Mercury shipments.
Yeah,
that's what I wrote down. Yeah,
I was like, well, I don't know about that, but all right.
That game looks fantastic.
No, that game looks great still. I don't really care for that bit, but John,
as your tree running obsession stands.
Has anybody still said it?
Yeah, everybody says it. I don't fucking know.
Come on, Griff.
That bothers me about
it.
Okay, you got it. Good. That's a funny
tree running.
Who else
has said it? I'm the only person.
I don't know. John, you got it. You got it. The thing that I found really uncomfortable, or will really just...
Is that they're covered in snow and it freaks me out that he's about to fall at any minute?
No, it's when he jumps from branch to branch, they don't move.
Yeah, that does bug me.
Yeah, that is...
Super stiff with girl wood tree limbs.
Yeah.
Just really...
It's snowy out there, frozen limbs.
But no.
Yeah, no.
I don't care how frozen those trees are. Snow should fall off.
It seems a little like... It seems a little disgenuine. Like
There needs to be some touch put on that.
They don't move, they don't creak, they don't sway. They just are like made out of metal.
Exactly.
And the other thing is like they're covered in snow and there's no snow falling off of them.
It's very...
This game is supposed to come out in... 6 months, but not even.
Yeah, I don't know. I found that really strange.
Yeah.
But the other parts of that demo were fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Murder dude, steal his freaking musket.
Fucking use a dude as a human shield as the stupid musket volley you.
Yes, and then nobody else has any rounds because muskets are shitty.
Throw your scorpion dagger into the back of the dude's neck and hang him.
Also, love double assassin, like double like takedown kills.
Like triple takedown kills.
Yeah, and just how fluid it all looks. Yeah. So good.
Moving from dude to dude killing or just pushing a dude away really quickly while you're running.
Or just, just like taking one dude's musket from him and just stabbing it into another dude while he's still got his hand on it.
Killing that fucking tree-sipping bastard. Yeah. Or tea-sipping bastard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. That's what I was talking about, where you, like, run, assassinate someone, just, like, slam him into the ground and then take his rifle and then go leaping off of that thing and just, like, spear dude. Yeah.
That was a very good Assassin's Creed moment where you're like,
yes, I will be doing all of these things.
Whatever you say in Indian for resquiate and pache.
Oh, I'm so excited to learn some.
Lobster back, asshole.
Oh, man.
Take your tea and shove it.
Tell you where you can put your tea.
Oh, God. Okay, what else do I have here?
Oh, no. Also, the awesome just starting out by assassinating dude and using him as counterweight. We've already talked about that. But
The scorpion dagger.
Yeah, that's great. Was there anything else that was kind of like new? I mean, they showed the gutting of he did gut the deer, but it was quick transition.
Right, the quests with the, you deliver this shit, you get this shit from doing this shit.
Yeah.
Open.
It looks open world. Again, like the first game.
Yeah, a little bit more.
The thing that I thought was really just a really cool subtle point was walking through the snow and how big steps and fall and into each step and moving really deliberately because you weren't running. And so in order to force you to run on the trees, it makes the snow walking really, really slow paced.
Yeah, totally agree with that.
But to move on off Assassin's Creed 3, I think we should talk about
it. Okay, fine.
Shoot Mania.
Esports.
Didn't see any
esports.
Esports and Battle of the Sexes. And that wasn't even live.
Counters, allegedly.
Allegedly it wasn't live.
Allegedly.
Allegedly it was recorded.
Well, the thing that I was watching the entire time was, what the fuck was up with the chat window in the bottom left corner? Did you notice that?
I did not notice it. No.
There was an ongoing chat through that entire game.
Okay, maybe that.
One of the chats, it started off by saying HF, 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 all in caps.
Have fun.
Just weird. Like, so those guys.
I was just watching just them and just the action.
I didn't know what was happening in that bullshit because I couldn't understand that goddamn Swedish girl.
Okay, so what? I didn't look into Shoot Mania at all. What is
Shoot
Mania? You
missed nothing.
Okay.
It's just. You have one gun, it changes depending on where you're on the map.
That much of Shoot Mania.
They were just doing 3-on-3, best of 3, and that's it.
Yeah, and there was a bunch of Counter-Strike champions.
Are
yeah.
planets currency?
No, not yet. Okay. Maybe. It was a bad demo. Really bad.
Yeah, it was a bad demo. It was not interesting at all.
Uh-huh. And just, I mean, part of it was esports commentary is the worst. I hate esports commentary. Unless it's StarCraft or Street Fighter.
That's true.
But
it's only esports I like.
Last thing I have here is, well, no. Use Guillermont. Okay. So now, okay. The last biggest thing of this event was
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. Watch Dogs.
Oh, okay.
Anybody?
Yeah. Yep. I watched it. Watched all of that.
I didn't know what to make of it.
Watch Dogs, or should I say CTOS?
CTOS.
Well, because they first announced everything, and Yves Guillemot is talking about their new IP.
That's right.
Something about central operating systems that controls the computer, and it takes your brain MRI scans.
Yeah.
And it's on your cell phones and iPads, and there's the QR codes and whatever.
Yeah. This is what I'll say. That looks like a fun game. I don't think it looks amazing.
I think that should not have been the trending topic on Twitter for about a half hour.
I think that game looks good. Like, I'm interested to play that game.
But did you watch the demo?
Yeah.
Well, what
sweet phone that can hack
everything. Talk about the demo. Tell me, walk us through the demo.
Dude with awesome baseball cap and shitty trench coat walking around getting pissed off about some other like media artist or something and going into his art show.
Yeah.
To lure that dude to the show, I guess.
Yep.
In an attempt to assassinate him. And to gain access, he does like all these weird like hacker tricks. Like, I'm gonna just turn off all cell phone signals in this short range area so that the bouncer dude who's on his phone like steps away to try to get better signal. It's weird. And then going into the club area and just like being able to like see everybody's weird ass schematics for everything. Like, this person has poor credit. This person was a former member of the National Guard. This person was this, that, and the other. It's just like,
yeah,
okay, that's weird and cool. Don't know how you gain all that information from...
I love fake, uninteresting information.
Yes. It's so good. But I don't know. That sort of looks like some...
You could change the traffic lights.
Oh, yeah.
You make the cars crash.
So,
that was kind of cool.
Changing the traffic lights, that was more interesting to me.
But then it became a shooter.
And then all the cars crashed together super fast.
Yeah, that was
because and when a stoplight immediately turns from red to green, the cars go 40 miles an hour.
Well, that was my weird thing is how it went from like no traffic to shit, there's a mm-hmm. ton of cars coming from every direction.
Right.
And I was like, wow, that's some stage nonsense. And then it's weird that's that stage in a game that seems like it's pretty open world, right? Like it seems like some...
It looked open world.
It looks like some GTA kind of stuff. But... I suspend my disbelief up until the point where he starts shooting people. And then I'm like, this guy spends a lot of time at the range, apparently. When he is not hacking.
He's got superpowers where he can slow down time.
Slow down time and start shooting dudes in the head.
He's a hacker and a superhero.
Right. I was...
It's because he can see the code.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah.
I would say the reason why this game got such an amazing outcrying and support was because it was the only
cyberpunk
new IP.
For Ubisoft?
From Ubisoft.
Yeah. And that's, sure, why not? Like I said.
It was the only thing that hasn't been talked about before.
I was interested, but...
I was confused.
I'm interested to play that game. I am not sold on that game, though.
To me, it looks like Deus Ex.
Yeah.
Minus
very Deus Ex.
The cool parts of Deus
Cyborg,
Ex.
Like,
that's true,
minus
yeah.
shoving weird elbow blades into people.
It's like Deus Ex 2012. Like, it's like, oh, you know what's cool about hacking? Turning people's cell phones off. No. No, that's not cool.
No, hacking streetlights is sort of cool, though.
No, I want to, like, I don't want to turn the streetlights off. I want to hack somebody's brain.
All right, that's fair. Brain hacking is pretty cool.
Right?
Syndicate was pretty cool with brain hacking.
Yeah, I want to hack into somebody's being, not just at like the sub, like the initial level of like, oh, I found out that this dude watches a lot of AMC and he missed a bill that he had to pay, and he likes dogs over cats. And he lives at
basically
this
like this person is invading this other person, like this person's
right.
Facebook.
It's like when,
like,
yeah,
jumping
when,
on Facebook.
When you're reading the emails on Deus Ex, that you're like, I don't give a shit about this. Like,
yeah,
this is an email about somebody who forgot that.
But at
it was
least
their
it's all
birthday.
It's all like random information that's coming up, and it's just a sort of like a chuckle.
But yeah, I just didn't give a shit because the gameplay, like, although when he would pull his cell phone up. You get this big tree of actions that you could take.
Yeah, that was kind
of
cool.
And then sub-actions under those actions. And you had this little battery in the bottom left corner that would deplete every action that you would take, which doesn't make sense.
No.
No,
it's just like real life, Griff. I use my GPS.
QR codes
faster.
And there was an Asian
yeah,
guy that
weird
was
dude
like,
serving
give
you that
your
had a
gun,
QR code on his face.
Drink.
That I was just like, I just want to scan that.
People scanned it.
Yep.
Does it do anything? Does it just say drink?
People would say, you can scan the information found in that QR code is here, and then it would just be a website that was replaying that art gallery's thing.
Yeah, dumb.
So, fuck it. But I don't know, Sleep or Watch Dogs. The only really exciting part was after all that ended and he ran away, your character or dude got in the car and started driving away. Then it pulled out and it had like these other dudes who were interacting saying, okay, this guy is going to this location. We got Bixel 44 was like, yo, dude is leaving in the car and we got to keep an eye on him. And then he starts like mirrors edging over fucking a rooftop and running around with the car. So like, presumably there's some sort of multiplayer tie-in that's going to have some bearing on the main story.
Could be, or could just be that it's just a bunch of nerd hackers that in the story are, it's more than just this dude.
Well, the way it seems is it's going to be a multiplayer gimmick. Like, you're interacting with the main story through multiplayer levels.
To do my but friends sync up through Uplay?
One can only hope.
I get to use those U points.
Yeah. You get a bigger battery by trading in U points. But
sweet.
I don't know. After Watch Dogs, that was pretty much it for that press conference, right?
Yeah, that was the end, actually.
Okay. You have two more press conferences.
Oh, yeah. Boy. What was after Ubisoft? Was
it Sony?
Sony.
Okay, Ellen Page.
Yeah, Ellen Page. Did they start with that?
Yeah, Beyond Two Souls from Quantic Dream.
Well, they started with a huge sizzle reel that went on for like 3 minutes.
Well, yes.
And then Jack Trennan came up on stage and got heckled. Did anybody catch what they were saying in the audience?
No.
Trennan got up on stage and just was like, there's a bad suit jacket. I don't know.
I did not hear that.
He also takes a crack at the hosting. Like, he's like, man, I've been doing this for so many years. I love E3 because it's so relaxing and I'm not stressed. And there's so many hosts out there that are just so uncomfortable and seem like they're having a hard time hosting these events. Just as a throwing in the face of Ubisoft. He also says, hey, Kaz Hirai, who is now the president of Sony, love you, man. And Kaz is like, oh, thanks. Matt, did you... You're not on Twitter, are you?
No.
John, did you catch any of the retweet? So I,
no.
Kaz Hirai is a jerk.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of tweets from Kaz Hirai, the president of Sony, making fun of other people speaking at
E3. Wow,
yeah. Really good.
Cool.
Cool. Oh, man, what a dick. I didn't realize that.
A-hole.
I was only just watching Jeff and Ryan's Twitter feeds. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying David Cage talking about Ellen Page?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Quantic Dreams.
Beyond Two Souls. Basically, she can see ghosts and has like superpowers.
My understanding is that she can communicate with souls.
Yeah.
And that she invokes their abilities.
I would say based on the trailer, like, we have no fucking idea what's happening.
It could be anything.
Game.
It could really be anything.
I liked how she was silent for like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. God, they were uncomfortable.
After they said Ellen Page is such a great actress, and they didn't hear her speak for like the first 5 minutes of the trailer.
I also like the fact that it's like Ellen Page, here, this fantastic emotive actress who is best known for her role as a 16-year-old girl who has absolutely no personality. Except for snarky comments.
But she was in Inception.
No. Yeah, go watch her in Inception. She's
but
halfway decent.
Again, zero personality. She is a flat...
Well, she's Canadian. What do you expect?
She has no depth to her character. Like, it's just... It's her.
Okay, but from a video game perspective...
Looks cool.
It could be anybody.
I'm interested.
I honestly, Ellen Page is not my selling point for that game.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
game
I thought looks... Ellen Page was already the chick in The Last of Us.
Yeah, apparently everybody else thought this too, that I did not know about, but whatever. I don't know, Beyond looks... That
cool.
Looks, it looks cool. It
I'm
looks,
in.
That, interesting.
That looks a lot...
I don't know how it's
really
going to play.
Impressive. I'm not sure how that game plays.
Yeah.
I would imagine that it's probably more engaging than, say, Heavy Rain. But
yeah, I would think so.
I don't know.
You suppose
I would go that far?
Do you suppose it has?
It looks cool.
Do you suppose it has more endings than?
I will just say
that Heavy Rain.
It looks cool.
Billions of endings.
I got all those endings.
Oh yeah,
I got it. I got a platinum in that game.
Weird, weird person.
Crazy bastard.
That was sad.
Not enough endings for Matt.
Nope. Oh, jeez. Game was so, a cinch.
Holy crap. What was I thinking?
Some Geist elements is what I thought, where it's like she's taking over the bodies of soldiers.
Yeah, there was a weird little thing there where somebody became possessed for a little moment.
Yeah,
there.
So I'm guessing like you have a ring of powers that you can use to manipulate the environment, like Galarians. Like you can light people on fire, control bodies, throw coffee cups, not talk or get pregnant.
Not talk, get pregnant.
It looks cool though. I am very much excited about that game that, you know, I didn't know anything about before.
Yeah, no, it looks good, but it's really hard to say what that game is beyond what it showed. It looked impressive.
What the chode?
What it showed.
Oh, don't say chode. Don't say that.
Sorry.
Oh man.
What the Dana White?
Last of Us?
Let's not go there yet.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to go, okay.
Because Sony did it right. You end the show with a showstopper.
All
right.
Well, then, fine, we'll do the PlayStation All-Stars, which is All-Stars. The ripoff of, you know,
Smash Brothers.
Yeah. It really is.
It is.
You can't say it's not.
I want to play this game. They confirmed Nathan Drake and Big Daddy?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is
You
weird.
Know. That Sony
That's
lovable, associatable character, Big Daddy.
From a game that originally was exclusive to the Xbox.
And was ported to the PlayStation 3 and was garbage.
Yeah. That's what I was confused about. Like, of all the weird, like, properties that you don't actually own, Big Daddy?
Could have been the little sister.
It probably...
I'm not saying, like, why would you pick Big Daddy from all of BioShock?
I know.
Why would you pick BioShock? Why would you not?
Because it's a popular franchise.
No, why would you not get Crash Bandicoot?
Because it's dated.
I would imagine
dated
you
heavily.
You show off your big at your big events. You show your big name characters, like your ones that are cross media spanning. Like this is the guy from the game that everybody loved, BioShock.
Sure.
This is that monster that's freaky.
Sure.
But. You know, in time, they'll show the weirder dudes. It's like, hey, this is.
I'd be more interested to see like Alucard show up in that game.
Okay. I want my snake.
Because
where's my snake?
Yeah,
he's
no.
there. He was on the banner.
He
they
was
showed
on the banner.
Old Snake. Yeah,
okay. Old Snake.
Yes. They showed Old Snake in the banner for the game, but never said he was in the game. No. That's great. What's wrong with you? I want creaky ass old.
What's his
snake.
Super mood? Shoot self in mouth.
No, pat self in back.
Yes.
Make a fucking sunny side up omelet.
Slow crawl through microwave hallway.
Yeah.
Great.
Fighting
prostate
game.
Problems.
Yes.
For him.
Can't urinate.
Inject self with nanomachines. Great.
I am. I think the old snake, like the weirdest snake, is the best addition.
Jeez, all right. Fine.
I think it's Parappa and
Smoke
Old Snake
cigarette
are great.
For 10 minutes. Great.
if they put a dude from Vanquish in.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah, good luck.
Now we're talking.
Ain't going to happen.
Oh, man.
Gideon? Something Gideon?
Yeah. Gosh.
The,
Sam Gideon.
The Simon, former
Sam.
The former quarterback all-star.
Yeah, until he wrecked his knees and then started smoking a ton and then got a robot suit.
I used to be a professional football player until I took an arrow in the knee.
Yes, the Sony Smash Bros. Looks good.
It looks like what it is.
The thing that I thought was the most disappointing, though, were the final smashes that you're supposed to get that actually kill people that are the only way to actually rack up points. Well, the main way to rack up points just looked really anticlimactic.
Okay.
Like, Fat Princess would get a chicken and fly around on it. The only cool one was the third level of Sweet Tooth, where he turned into the robot truck. The other ones, I just don't even know what was happening.
What's Nathan Drake's?
Kratos. Like? Yeah, well, they didn't show any gameplay of him in the press conference, but Kratos is where he just, like, smashes the ground really hard.
Oh, cool.
Something, I didn't even really see it.
Speaking of Kratos.
Speaking of the Kratos. I don't give a crap.
You
want to
talk about God of War Ascension?
Yeah. Hey, do you like God of War?
That game looks good.
Looks like God of War.
But it looks
kind of...
Like
I'll play it, but
I know it looks like a God of War game.
I think I'm out of this one.
All right.
I don't know why they would make another one, though. Third one seemed to end everything pretty much...
This is a prequel.
It is a prequel, but didn't really need that.
Okay, Griff. Here's a good question. Is that game looks like another God of War game, but what would you do to God of War to make you want to play it again?
Bury it.
Because I think they are doing everything they can to make that game.
What would I do to make God of War make me want to play it? Mm-hmm. I would do God of War Opposing Force, and I would make the story of this dude who of Zeus or somebody who kept intersecting with Kratos in this story, and I would make a secondary story where it's you're this other champion of the gods who has similar abilities to Kratos, but you know is on the other side of it trying to prevent this from happening.
Okay,
I would go that route of like, you know, this is the anti-Kratos story.
Okay, that's fair. I'd be interested in that.
Like the legacy of Cain's
brother
Reaver, sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, his brother.
He has a brother.
They've been like that. Has been a, like in the freaking shadows nonsense since the first game, where it's like,
yeah.
Kratos has a brother somewhere, and they just do not touch on that at all. And he's blue.
Yeah, he's blue.
Which is weird.
Blue versus red. What do you know?
Infinity.
They had more Assassin's Creed stuff at this.
Yeah, fuck that one.
That
you
one
mean
wasn't
the
good?
Liberation.
That looked
one?
Like that towered. Oh well, that.
Oh,
one.
The for the Vita. Yeah, I watched
in
that.
Louisiana.
Completely
the
uninterested in that.
Assassin's Creed
Liberation.
Yeah.
It was a lady assassin.
Yep, with a sweet hat.
That was about it. There was not much to it.
Hey Griff, did you get my text about that game that I told you I was thinking of?
Yeah.
Is that like I watched a trailer
Dishonored?
For that? Yeah, I watched a trailer for that game. Looks,
I'm excited about Dishonored.
That looks cool.
But the Assassin's Creed 3 demo was a real bummer, I thought. It's like
it looked kind of impressive, but I don't want to play that section.
Do you like boats?
Oh, the boats were the thing.
I'm just worried because they're like, we built in this weather system that will totally dictate how you have to pilot your naval vessel.
I already hated the boats in Assassin's Creed 2.
I didn't even know there was boats in Assassin's Creed 2.
Well, there were boats in Assassin's Creed Revelation.
I don't want to play with a boat. I don't want to shoot cannonballs chained together at other ships. I want to stab guys. Like, that better be one of four missions that happen in that game, not an entire major side quest that is reoccurring through everything. Like, sure, if there's a boat mission every chapter or so, I'm fine with that. But with the tech that they seem to be putting into that, it seems like that's going to be a major part of the game. And then what the fuck, man? Like, fake Ezio, Indian Ezio has this like weird blue colonial pirate outfit on all of a sudden.
Who says it's him?
It was him.
Maybe it's somebody
they
else.
They call
though.
Him John Carter. Yeah.
Then I don't know what
well,
to make of
no,
it.
Well, no, you know what though? That could just as easily be a just like Assassin's Creed 2 where you can purchase outfits and
They're going to show the weird purchasable outfits on the E3 tech demo for Sony?
Dude, whatever.
No.
It's Sony. They do what they want.
It was a weird demo.
I don't dispute that. There was other things, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. There was... well, they had the Wonder Book.
Oh, Christ.
There
yeah,
was
yeah.
Call of Duty Black Ops Declassified.
Oh, sweet.
Coming to the Vita.
God, I don't want to hear anything about the Vita.
Hulu Plus and, don't hold your breath, Crackle.
Coming
God,
to Vita.
Crackle. There's nothing on Crackle.
No, there isn't.
I don't know if you guys care about this stuff, but PlayStation Plus gets Infamous 2, Little Big Planet 2, and Saints Row 2 for free.
Too bad I already played that stuff.
Too bad I already own... Yeah.
Infamous 2.
I don't know. I guess I don't own any of that stuff, but I played it all.
Well, you're a PlayStation Plus member.
Downloadable games, Unfinished Swan, Papio, and 200 more.
Sweet. What else? What else is it?
They partnered with HTC. PlayStation Mobile did.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Now it's now known as
that actual PlayStation.
PlayStation Mobile and not PlayStation Suite.
Sweet.
Well, they also talked about PlayStation Suite,
which is now named PlayStation Mobile.
Is it now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that they also had a thing where they wanted to deliver it to smartphones and tablets. Also,
yeah.
Try to do all that.
It's called PlayStation Suite, but now they've renamed it. But going back to what John was saying, there's the thingy.
The thingy.
Or, I'm sorry, the thing that Matt was saying, the Wonder Book.
Wonderbook.
Wonderbook.
J.K. Rowling's a part of it now too. Yay.
Sweet. Not interested in that at all.
Pottermore.
What did they? What was Harry it, the Potter. iPad?
Yeah, I was interested in iPad for when I first played it.
Yeah, it's like iPad and technology being, stuff.
Yeah, no, which works really well, but I don't give a shit about it.
I was just amazed by all the people on Twitter when they were showing this Wonderbook that were unironically saying, "Oh my God, J.K. Rowling, this shit looks cool." That's no, it looked fucking like garbage.
I especially liked it when that woman couldn't or they're like, unlock the door.
Where they're like, you know, if only there was a way that you could convey a story that is normally in a book through an unconventional means that involves interaction and where the story is told to you.
Funny story, those are called video games.
Fuck, I know! That's what I was thinking the entire press conference. I was like, no!
You are at E3 and you are talking nonsense
this
right now.
This is a step back!
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ.
How do we put more storytelling into video games? Put a book in it. Fuck you.
No,
that's
stupid. For a certain age demographic of like five to eight, it's a cool premise of like, you can play Harry Potter with your
pop-up
wand,
book.
And yeah,
yeah,
it's a fun pop-up. Like, and fuck, you know, when the 3DS came out and it had the ARG stuff where you're pointing it at the card and you can shoot the dragon and play the golfs, that was awesome, absolutely awesome. And I also think it would be awesome to have a book on my shelf that says PlayStation Wonderbook. Like, I would love a physical thing that is stupid.
So yes, if it was, like, sold as, like, this is a book that I put this in front of the Move.
You do!
Oh, wait, that's what it is?
Yes.
Oh, Christ.
You pull out a fucking book that says,
"Now
here's a QR code.
Now I might want to buy this."
Yeah.
Because I own a Move.
Left, left, right, right, left, right, up, down, A. And then you unlock the Wonderbook. It doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't, but I...
No.
Yeah.
And then Last of Us.
And then...
Last of Us showstopper.
Well, wait, before we get to that. Hey, remember Far Cry 3?
Yeah.
Well, there's another Far Cry 3 that's Left 4 Dead.
Well, four-player... Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah,
sorry, that was during the Sony demo.
Yeah.
That did not look interesting to me.
Nope, neither did it to me.
Sweet.
Okay. Yep. God of War 4. Cutting the brain out of the Elephant Man.
Oh yeah.
That was too much for me.
That was sweet.
No, wasn't it? He cut that fucking Hindu elephant.
I was really waiting for him to grab the brain out of.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna grab it.
I was really It's like every time I talk to you about God of War, you don't play God of War. It's like, do you not remember like physically ripping the eyeball out of a Cyclops?
I remember doing that in Duke Nukem. It was just weird though.
No, I don't dispute that, but it's like
elephant,
how do you take visceral, like just like nonsense violence to the next level?
Because when I'm not actually controlling that action, it's just weirder for me. Like,
possibly.
When I'm not struggling through that interaction and I just watch somebody carve out somebody's brain cavity and then, like, the floppy, like, red-gray matter just droops out of it, like a lolling tongue. Like, I'm like, but when I'm doing it myself, I'm like, eat it! Elephant man!
Yeah.
I'm like, eat your brain!
Rip that brain out of there. Eat that jello.
Speaking of brain jello, The Last of Us is probably the best thing that came out of E3 this year.
Oh, man, it looks good. It looks good.
You were that impressed by that demo?
Fuck, are you serious?
It looks really good. The only problem that I saw that game... No, I had one problem that game, and it was a dialogue problem, so I'm sure it's just going to be bound to happen, was the response to him running out of ammunition and the guy's response to... I know what that sound is. And I'm like, fuck you. That is not the way that I would respond to
hearing
that clip.
Okay, no, you're right. That's not
it should
how
be,
somebody...
It should be, ha, you're out of ammo, asshole, and then come around the corner and then get hit in the face with a brick.
No,
that's
you're fine. If you don't like the writing there, but
that just seems like a dumb thing to say when you hear the guy being
I know that sound, but it's that same sort of thing where it's like the establishing shot of like, you know, hey, we need to go to this next location in this movie, so hey, we're going to...
Yeah.
We're going to show a picture of Bayside High, and now we're in it.
Yeah. You know, it's, I get the point of it being there.
It could be better, though.
But it just could be written better.
If that's your only complaint about that, then
no,
fuck you, that game
looks amazing. No, that is my only complaint. After that, I'm like, yeah, let's do this.
I can understand why people weren't so excited about it, because a lot of people had already seen it. But I hadn't, and I thought that was just fucking mind-blowing.
It looked good to me.
And then the mind-blowing at the end, when they blew the dude's mind off.
Yeah.
Yeah, woo!
Shoot dude in
more
face.
More violence.
Yeah, just vaporize this guy's face.
Yeah. Just didn't already just stab him in the back.
I don't know, just... I was... Oh, God,
it totally does not look
so
like a...
good.
It does not look at all like a... hand-holding...
I think it looks like an Uncharted game.
No, but I'm saying it doesn't look like a babysitter game where you're. It's
oh,
not.
Okay.
What is the term I'm looking for? Where
Call
you're protect,
escort
where
mission.
An escort.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't look like escort missions. Like she seems completely capable of like hiding herself. Yet, like when situation calls for it, I'm gonna chuck this cinder block at your face.
Yeah, it looks like combat puzzles are taken to
what is
the
your problem
next
with this,
level
Matt?
Of awesome.
You just know there's going to be a point where you're going to have to drag her. Or
oh,
you're
no,
gonna,
I'm
you're
sure.
going to have to protect her as she's going to cross like a bridge or something.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it'll
be
happen.
Stupid.
Oh, I'm sure it'll happen. But
it's going to be stupid.
But how many games?
But they're going to do it anyway.
How many games have I played that I still really enjoy that have
oh, I will probably enjoy it, but I'm
Resident
just
Evil
gonna...
4. Fuck that game for that stupid
yeah,
nonsense.
That was a
but
stupid
still.
Section. Those are Leon! Escort missions are always
yeah.
stupid.
Leon,
they still do them.
Exactly. Fuck that, but...
You don't know that though. Game is, you don't know they're going to do that.
I know they don't know. I know I don't know, but
it
what
is
if
not.
They, what if
it
they
is,
do?
It is not.
What a, if they do?
It is not a wholly unfounded comment, though. Like,
no,
like,
but
you're,
it is. It
you
is,
have a little girl, and you're playing the adult.
I would say
you have a little girl coming with you. I mean,
based
like,
on that trailer.
But hey,
they
did you
had,
did you play Enslaved?
Yes,
that game is an entire escort mission, and that game is still good.
It's still good. Yes, it's
based
still got
on
annoying.
That. That trailer that they showed, though, I would say that the obvious choices you would make in designing an escort-ish game where you are the adult and there was a young person running around with you, the easy answers were not chosen. Like,
oh, no, they do a really good job still making
They that. Made things fun but challenging in a way that isn't frustrating in like, oh God, she died again. This is so fucking annoying. It's
and
like,
she seems super capable of taking care of herself.
Or,
yet,
yeah.
Yeah.
Not being in the way.
Yeah. Not being like cumbersome.
And listening to what they've said in different interviews, I've heard explicit statements of, we know that this game may have been easier to develop if we just had her go run and hide in a closet.
Yeah.
But we wanted to challenge ourselves as a development house as to how can we make an escort mission more challenging and more just more real with another
yeah.
person there. Like
yeah.
not they get grabbed by zombies and you need to kick the zombies off the girl. It's just what would a person who's intelligent in this situation actually be doing? Running and hiding,
yeah.
taking care of themselves,
yeah.
throwing a brick at a dude.
Yeah.
Hearing clicks and throwing bricks.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say.
It looks good. I did...
You're welcome, NeoGaf.
I
can have that one.
I thought it was... It was impressive, too, when the first guy that he kills in that little playthrough demo...
Oh, my God!
That strangulation looks like a strangulation. That
yes!
does not look like some, I'm gonna reach up behind you and do some snap the neck shit and
no.
just video game it on. It's like... He just choked that dude.
That is some uncomfortable choking
like,
fuckers
he just
out.
Choked that dude.
That is some $1 million dream
yeah,
shit right there.
It was like that dude went down. Like
that
sucked.
That start of that demo is just like I get the same feeling from I do from Tumor. I'm like oh
yeah. I was just like oh he's choked. Yeah.
At some point there's gonna be a bone sticking out in this game.
Yeah. He oof that yeah that looked like it was not comfortable. So yeah that game. It's just some of the other stuff. Like, after she throws the cinder block at the dude, and then he grabs him and bashes him against the wall and then bashes his face against the thing. So, that game looks rough in the best ways possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game looks awesome.
Matt.
It looks good, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite
okay.
of the show.
Was it Lego City Undercover like it was for me?
I love the timely Matrix reference they have in that trailer. It's like, what the hell?
Any Matrix reference is timely.
It's like, wow, that was random.
I don't know. I would say aside from Last of Us.
Okay, let's save that for
last. Okay, sure.
But yeah, The Last of Us looked great.
I
want to see more.
Really
I
agree.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, it's not going to be out this year. So,
Joel is the main character's name. Joel for Last of Us. I think that's
no
right.
idea.
Greg
looked it up on IMDb. I thought for a good chunk of time it was Nolan North. It is not.
Bolin.
No, I don't remember. Bolin Borth. I know is
Bolin Beige.
Yep.
The
dollar store knockoff.
That's it for that day, right?
Yep. For Sony. Yep, and for day zero. And then you got Nintendo.
Nintendo.
New console.
I woke up the next day excited.
I was actually excited too. I was like, this is going to be a pretty good conference.
I was like, I'm ready for some new hardware. I want to see some shit.
So how awesome was Nintendo?
Not awesome.
Did you guys enjoy watching Batman?
That's a great question. You can use the Wii U to press a button on the Wii U to make Batman super powered.
Sweet.
Armored edition.
What?
It's called Armored Edition. Yeah.
How
Martin
different is this game?
Tremblay
you can
wants,
use the, what?
Wants you to engage in the BAT mode.
Batman
I
armored,
can use my Wii U controller to move the Batarang around.
Okay, so that
that was kind of cool.
No, it wasn't. No,
whatever. It's better than using.
Okay, this is what I'll say, though.
What was
this,
cool is you can set different explosives off at different times on your gel. But
okay.
You could also do that in the game if you just made some tweaks, developers.
Okay, but also, is that necessary?
No.
Is that really going to make that game that much better?
No.
I really wish I would have been able to do this in the other game that I played. No, fuck that. That's dumb.
No. When this console comes out in the next 5 years, fucking who gives a shit about Arkham Asylum?
No, fair. Yeah, absolutely. Or even if this console does come out next year and... Is it just going to be games that the other consoles had?
No, because they started the show off by announcing Pikmin 3. Yeah.
How good does that game look, Griff?
I don't know. Do you like Pikmin?
No.
No, I don't either.
I don't, yeah.
So fuck it,
great.
Nintendo.
Here's about Pikmin.
Good one.
Sweet. Showstopper.
I mean, I wanted to like it because Miyamoto is just so goddamn adorable when he gets up there and talks about games, and he's just so happy and energetic, and it's just like, I want to like Pikmin 3.
You just sound like you're talking about like just poor, unfortunate children right now.
No, he was great.
These kids are such troopers, even though they're all like fifth degree burn victims. They still try. They still stay alive.
I mean, after...
Even though they're record loss.
After Metroid...
Yeah.
After Metroid Other M, aren't we all fifth-degree burn victims?
Yes, pretty much.
So first thing was there's the Wii U in the black. The glossy black.
Sweet.
Also, it's the first console to provide a dedicated screen. Fact check that one, somebody.
What?
That's what Miyamoto said.
A dedicated screen?
It's the first console to have a dedicated screen.
What does that even mean?
It means you can now turn your life into the
Oh,
the
you're
DS.
Saying like okay, so yes. You're saying that console would be its own screen.
Yes.
I submit to you the Virtual Boy.
Or the PlayStation X.
Or the PlayStation X.
Or I should say the PlayStation 1.
You had to buy that separately.
Okay.
But I would still say Virtual Boy.
Yeah. That's a fair
point. If you want to call that a console.
Right, I mean, what separates a handheld versus a console?
Yeah, that's...
I don't think the
There's a gray area
portable.
There in which... What, so, you don't think the what?
Virtual Boy was not portable,
Not really, no. It's portable in the sense
It's as portable as my GameCube.
Right, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah, it was about as portable as, say, the PlayStation 1 was almost more portable than the Virtual Boy was.
Well, you mean the PlayStation 1 when it was like that little tiny...
Yeah,
the looking
the
future bubble box.
ONA, yeah, with the white.
The flip-up screen?
The purchasable flip-up screen, yes. That was some fun shit. But, yeah, it's weird.
What was the Genesis? The Sega Nomad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you play Genesis games
right
on the go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, exactly. Regardless,
or any other fucking like weird knockoff device now that allows you to put NES cartridges into a thing that.
So before we get into this, I just want to say, Matt, overall, how did you feel about the Nintendo press conference?
I thought they talked too long about certain things, especially you know, like Nintendo Land.
Oh my
And the you know, Luigi's Mansion, whatever minigame that
Luigi's
was.
Luigi's Pac-Man.
Yeah, Pac-Man. Nintendo Pac-Man. That's what. They spent like 15 minutes explaining it, reading the game manual, as some people would describe it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was just infuriated.
Yeah,
I was
not interested
at all.
What? Okay, well, we'll get into that, I guess. My point when they were talking about that is the dude got up there and he's like, we want to make Nintendo Land be as accessible as Wii Sports was to explain the systems for this game as soon as you pick it up. Now I'm going to spend 15 minutes explaining to you on how this stupid fucking Luigi Mansion Pac-Man knockoff works, because it doesn't make any sense otherwise.
Yep, pretty much.
What else you got?
Oh god.
Let's start at the beginning.
Yeah, they got video providers now. They're going to provide. They're going to get like Amazon Instant Video, YouTube, Netflix. Welcome to the current age.
Right.
Reggie still hates you.
Thanks for showing up.
I'm getting sick of it. Like, I'm getting sick of Reggie coming on the stage being like, hey, consumers, people who buy our products, we're sick of you asking for innovation and previous consistency. Like, it's like, you want the old, but you also want something different. So fuck you. The same thing you said last year.
This is why I will not be purchasing a Wii U.
Right on. I'm not purchasing it either.
There's no reason.
Nope.
Didn't have a Wii. Probably won't have a Wii U.
I purchased a Wii.
Did they say it's going to come with two game pads or just one?
It has the
the ability to support two.
But
it will only come boxed in.
Okay. But it will revolutionize the living room.
Oh yeah.
Integrate and elevate. These are quotes. Asymmetric gameplay.
These are all
game based experience.
Right.
And they're going to change social networking with Miiverse.
Fuck Jesus. That shit. What I like to call this, my summary of this. Well, okay, I have two summaries of the Nintendo press conferences. One is, hey, great, they brought PlayStation Home and turned it into Nintendo.
Yep.
The other thing was, so you know, Miyamoto, whenever he makes a game, it's like based on some hobby. Like Pikmin came from his interest in gardening all of a sudden.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You remember all the scrolling videos for the interface with Nintendo Land?
Yeah.
It's like, what, is fucking Miyamoto really into Hoarders episodes now? Because, like, everything just looks like a fucking ton of nonsense that is thrown into a goddamn pile. And it's like, okay, well, here's your menu. It's just shovels of shit. Like, it's a garage sale of a fucking interface. It's like the land of misfits toys wants you to come and play their games.
Oh man!
Oh god! I guess they just. I don't think they're gonna have to use friend codes, but they're gonna have to. I don't know how they're doing it.
There's tiles.
Tiles. They got billboards. People go around and
let's knock out some zombies.
Oh Jesus!
With this 1911.
God. What else?
Scribble Knots Unlimited for the Wii U.
Oh, yeah,
that actually would be interesting. I would play that.
You can make a dog car.
Mobile. Or was
You're
it?
The
a punk
dog. Dog,
punk
dog
rock.
Mobile?
Is dog that mobile.
What it is? What was it? I didn't write. Automut.
Yeah. Automut, that's right.
Automut.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a story mode. Where does the notebook come from?
Oh.
It's multiplayer. It's in HD. Oh, but it's also for the 3DS.
What is I would like to know in the dictionary that Nintendo seems to own, what the hell does HD mean to them?
One would assume it's going to be 1080p.
One would hope, right?
No, I mean, based on the fact that this console seems like all it can do is what current gen consoles can do, I would say it's 1080p.
Okay. Not 4K.
It can play Batman and it can fucking play Darksiders. So
sweet.
And Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Tekken Tag 2.
How
trying to?
How much
Ninja Gaiden 3?
Yep.
Aliens Colonial Marines and my favorite Tank Tank Tank.
Sweet.
Do you remember that shit, Matt?
I remember that
Tank Tank Tank.
So that's it for Nintendo.
Reggie makes a joke about his body being ready for We Fit You.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. What does We Fit You incorporate into
fucking the
nonsense?
The extra controller for more activities, so you can still do your We Fit activities when you're not using the TV.
Oh.
But you still have to use a balance board.
So.
And you can upload your run. You can sync your pedometer with your Wii U to put in your Reggie points. Fuck, I don't know.
Do I have to run
your
with a Wii
sensor?
With a Wiimote?
No, you have to run with
I have to run with that stupid
vitality sensor.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, the dick clip.
Sweet.
How about the Wii Sing?
Yeah, a little bit late to the party and the whole music, you know.
A tablet
no,
that has
this
the
is
lyrics?
The name. This is the name of the game where Nintendo is concerned. Late to the party.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, that was successful. Let's do that. But it's like 5 years later.
It's like, well, you already had Just Dance, so I suppose.
I felt so bad for Scott Moffitt when he got up on stage and started talking about the 3DS. And it was like, Reggie only gave me 10 minutes to talk to you about the 3DS, so here we go.
Great.
Look at a Paper Mario and Luigi's Mansion 3DS.
New Super Mario Bros. 2.
Yeah, which more of the same, but yeah. I mean, I would be I don't know.
Less
I'd play
Tanuki
that if I had
suits?
Less Tanuki suits after PETA got pissed.
I'm more interested in the Paper Mario.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Paper Mario for 3DS. Is it original like the million?
It's
million
that
year
Paper
door?
Mario, but it's going to be game. Using 3D functionality, and their big thing is stickers. So
Ooh.
You're like pulling off so pieces of the environment. No, peeling off. Parts of the environment to use as weapons and ways to interact
with
the
world. Wait. So it's its own independent
It's
game?
A new
yeah,
game.
It's not a port of a game.
Okay.
Paper Mario
okay.
Sticker Star.
Oh, okay.
Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. Luigi's Mansion 2, basically.
Yep.
That's for
multiple
Wii U or
mansions.
Is that 3DS?
3DS. So this is all 3DS stuff that just got glossed over because Reggie is a tyrant.
Great.
Mirror of Fate from Castlevania, or for Castlevania.
That's
the new
awesome.
Epic Mickey tie-in for the 3DS.
Epic Mickey.
Yeah.
The other Epic Mickey.
Kingdom Hearts, Dream Drop, Diarrhea, whatever that shit is.
Sure.
3D.
I watched that trailer last week, and fuck, man, I have no idea what's happening in Kingdom Hearts.
Nobody
yeah,
does.
Do I.
Nobody does anymore.
They just
I
went off
giving
the
it.
Edge
it's,
after
there's
two.
Too many people.
I stopped giving a crap.
It's too much
after,
hair.
Yeah.
I don't mind the hair.
It's too much hair.
No.
It's a lot of spiky hair, dude.
Just after...
Hey, I'm used to it.
Wow, okay.
I'm used to the hair.
Matt, by the way, has no spiky hair.
No, I do.
All
no.
curls.
Last time I had spiky hair, I was like 6.
Wish fulfillment.
Right.
Yes. Get some gel.
Griff's hair is spikier than anybody else's.
Okay,
right now.
This brings me to my favorite part of the press conference. Chase McCain, the Lego undercover, Lego City undercover.
Right. You know what? I would play that.
You know what? That could be the best goddamn thing that came out of this press conference.
I would play that.
That game looked great.
Explain this to me. Is it CSI
it's
with
Legos? It's by Traveler's Tales.
Okay.
And it's funny.
Okay.
And it's involves platforming, your. Like, actually, kind of cool platforming where you're running around Lego environments.
Is this a LucasArts thing, then?
No, it's a Traveler's Tales.
No.
Right, but doesn't...
I think it's only teamed up with them for their different properties that they own.
Sure.
Like the Batman, the Indiana Jones,
sure.
the whatever.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that's associated with... But it's in the Lego City universe, so present...
That's a real.
Sure.
Yeah. A lot. You can disguise yourself. I don't know. I can't. It was a charming goddamn demo.
But aren't all Lego games a little charming?
They are, but this one looked like it's right back on track for what Lego games should be, plus a little bit more.
Isn't there a new Lego Batman that has more heroes in it, though, coming out, too?
No, there's Lego Lord of the Rings that...
Yes.
Kind of is
what?
Doing it wrong.
What?
No, it's doing it. It's not good.
Oh, okay.
But this one just looked funny. Like, it looked like a Lego game that I'd want to play. Like, fun platforming, interesting action, and then just tons of goofy Lego world humor.
Okay.
So, yeah. Right. I can't help but smile when I think about that trailer, because it was cool. Like, I like it. Eh. Right.
That's it for Nintendo.
Chase McCain. There's a lot
had
of
Rabbids Land, which was
yeah. They had another Ubisoft fucking montage,
and then they had a Just Dance 4 with Flo Rida.
Sweet.
Wait, he wasn't on the stage for the Nintendo, though. They had Just Dance 4 come out, and yeah. Reggie was the puppet master.
That was a Ubisoft thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes, it was.
They
yes,
had
it was.
Yves Guillemot come back up on screen and have him and Reggie talk, which is super awkward. And then he's like, Vitsy, would you like to be the puppet master? And Reggie's like, okay, I want to eat French people. And then Reggie takes out his Wii U device and is like pressing the pad at what to change the dance move to. And then all the backup dancers were on screen and they're dancing along, and Reggie would press like the next move that you would do. And the dancers had to switch and change the next move. So one was the puppet master, quote unquote. And then the dancers would dance based on what was being shown to them.
I see. That sounds dumb.
Yeah, fucking really stupid, except for Reggie being a freaking psycho.
Zombie.
Yeah, so turned Reggie into a zombie.
That was trending for a while.
Flipped the screen around and was looking at himself, and it was like a bad iPhone app. Turned him into a zombie, and he said, the first thing he said is, I want to eat French people.
And then that was Nintendo. That was E3.
Awesome.
Or no, sorry, oh, no,
that was
I'm
not
sorry.
Quite. We still have some other games to talk about.
He said, I like French food. That's what he said. And then he threatened to eat people who were French.
Stupid.
No, you forgot the Zombie U demo. The one that people went fucking nuts for.
They
and are still going
show
nuts
it,
for.
Did it?
Yes. They showed gameplay using the Wii U tablet. Where it's like, the little demo started off with you walking through this gray-ass cinder block, you know, trailer park, and then saying, oh, I need to switch my sonar, and then flip the screen, and it's sonar, and then it's like pinging zombies that aren't in your area and you don't give a shit, or you're turning and looking around with your shotgun, pulling the trigger to shoot zombies, or a zombie grabs you and you waggle your goddamn tablet to shake the zombie off, or you have to hack a door and you just keep pounding buttons on a key pad that's on the fucking tablet in front of you, or you know, you that's it, that's all I can fucking remember. It was sniping. You zoom in on zombies' heads by picking the tablet up and putting it in front of your eyes like a periscope, and then you take your shot because you're scoped in. It just, god damn it, I don't fucking give a shit about that.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
It looks like a tech demo, like a way better way than the Nintendo Land to show off your device. And then Nintendo Land.
Jeez.
Wii Sports Resort, and Animal Crossing, all tied into one.
Yeah, I don't care about that. What?
No, yeah, I don't either. I don't care about this console. I don't care about any of their games, really.
30 minutes of bullshit and fireworks.
Ooh, fireworks.
Yeah, their press conference was only like an hour 10.
Yeah. Did you watch the post?
No.
I didn't either.
There was nothing. The post?
There was another conference after that conference.
Well, yeah, today would be the 3DS stuff.
Well, they had a conference right after this one ended. They were airing something.
Oh, really?
But it was just nothing important, really.
Did Capcom do anything?
Yes. Capcom, over the course of the week, would have videos and press conference and live streaming events every day with about three games.
I saw
Devil May Cry was showcased.
I saw a couple of their streaming things when I was able to catch them.
I didn't see them.
I didn't watch any of their stream stuff, but I caught some of the impressions and demos, which
I
as
watched
we alluded to before.
A
fucking
ton
Lost Planet
of Lost
3.
Planet 3.
I'm in.
Spark,
I have to watch that.
Spark has sold me on that.
Yeah.
Like,
it looks great.
I watched a ton of them actually playing that game on one of the streams. Game looks fun.
Yes.
It's fun.
What's fun about it?
Ziplining.
Ziplining? That's fun.
Okay, right.
Didn't you have a zip line in like the second game?
No, sorry.
No, not like that. What's it?
Or there? A hook? Hook shot?
Rapid descension zip hook thing. Something a G.I. Joe would use to get out of a helicopter really fast.
It's a zippy thing to make you get up into your mech real fist. Fast. Foost.
Either one.
Foost.
It looked
less slower.
Cool. It looked really good.
I'll have to look at
voice
it.
Voice acting, not so hot, but
you know what, though? I think that main character seems likable.
Sure.
He seems to be a character that I might have compassion for.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
I like his beard.
Good cool beard. Good space beard.
Yeah.
Beard. Good, cold space beard.
Good cold space beard. The only thing it's missing is like some snot.
Space
it's
beard.
Cold. Just to have a little snot
coldest
on it.
Coldest beers in space. I, I, I can't remember what else came out of Capcom for their. I mean, Resident Evil
DMC,
stuff.
DMC, Resident Evil, Lost Planet 3.
Yes. Anything we haven't talked about?
DMC, I thought looked great.
Well, there was Street Fighter Cross Tekken stuff, of course, but I didn't care about that. Yeah. What's another big Capcom thing? That's about it, though, right?
That's about it. Nothing about Dragon's Dogma, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, not really.
That sounds about good.
Yeah.
The thing to take note of was, you know, just Lost Planet 3 looks awesome.
Lost Planet 3 looks great. A lot of people, when I was watching that stream in the chat, were getting upset because they're like, oh, I think it's funny how, you know, Dead Space is now Lost Planet, and Lost Planet is now Dead
hell
Space.
Of cooler.
Like, but it's just like, yeah, man, whatever.
Okay. We got to wrap this up here quickly. I just want to say, I'm just going to get your guys' impressions. E3 this year?
Better than last year.
Better than last year? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I would say. I'm looking more forward to next year.
So many, like, just independent properties coming out of this year, which is kind of interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's really funny that they're going to, like, close out this generation of consoles with these brand new franchises.
Not independent, but new IP.
Yes.
Just new games. Tomb Raider, you know, having...
It's kind of a new game, but still, it's a reboot.
Beyond, Last of Us, Halo 4, all these weird choices.
Yeah. It looks good.
I would say less impressive than last year for me.
Really?
Because at least last year you had the Vita.
Excited about the Wii U and the Vita?
Yes, because those were... The Wii U at the time was unknown. It was like, hey, we got this thing. And the Vita, you had that awesome announcement of $249.
Okay.
Which was a goddamn lie.
Yep.
But now this year, no price drops, no vague allusions to next generation platforms. A lot of what was shown that was the big mind-blowing, you know, megaton things were already existing video of games that people had seen months before but had just never been viewable by the public. You know, I was really underwhelmed on the whole. Like, I had a great time watching it as a person who isn't privy to those things, but man, what a bummer. Like, just the tech not there. Now, saying that, two things that have happened post press conference that I want to bring up.
I got a list of things.
Okay, let me say my two first.
Okay,
Star Wars 1313.
Okay,
you asked about this before.
Yes.
Go fucking watch those videos.
Fuck, that game looks good.
Oh my god!
And when they mentioned
that is the future.
When they mentioned that game's going to be M rated, I was like, fuck, there's no way. And then I saw it, and I was like, all right. I really like the way dudes take a laser to the face.
I don't really get an M-rated feel from it yet.
Not yet, no. It seems a little too...
Is it going to be swearing or is it going to be violence?
Are there going to be painted boobs?
Oh, man.
Please.
But then I also thought it was really interesting that they said that is being done on a high-end PC run by NVIDIA.
Yep.
And it was just like, so...
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
You're telling me
this
isn't
not
coming out
Wii
until
U.
next year.
Well, that's what I was going to say is I get the distinct feeling that we may not even get a new console next year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think E3 next year is going to be based on how there are no teases
in the press conference. Next year is when we see the 720 or the Zevo or the whatever.
Maybe. Like, we might get the, hey, this thing is available. Like, I think at best it'll be holiday 13.
Next year is when we hear about it.
You don't think it's coming out next year?
It would.
I think the best is going to be Holiday 13.
They would be.
Yeah, I think it would.
They would be sneaking it in if they do.
I mean, based on all the new IP that was just introduced, a lot of the games that are coming out, and then just maybe this handful of two obvious projects that I'm aware of, and maybe, you know, five more that are kind of underground rumor sort of things, as the next gen stuff, like. Will it be ready in a year and a half to ship with a new console? Or are they going to Nintendo that stuff and then just say, like, oh, it's coming out, and then it never comes out, like, double launch window Vita style? Sorry, okay, so Star Wars 13:13. Freaking crazy good.
Crazy looking.
Yeah, it looked very impressive.
When they're walking down the little hallway thing to the table that explodes.
So much detail.
Gorgeous light.
Everything looks
reflecting
amazing.
And shadows and beautiful.
I liked it when they jumped outside where they're standing with the fire. That looked really nice. And then they jumped out and they're climbing.
Things exploded. Yeah. And I think everything looked really good. I also like, I know it's not as visually impressive, but I just thought the way that those, when their little laser pistols like would hit somebody, the visual aesthetic of them lighting up completely when it hits them.
The lighting effects,
really
superb.
Great. Really great.
Amazing. The other thing I'd like to talk about is, I don't know if you guys have seen this, I'm guessing probably not, but a new Final Fantasy tech demo that came out.
Yes, that's what I was going to mention.
Fucking nuts.
I didn't see the video, but I read all about it.
I didn't hear anything about it.
That's insane. Is it available that I can go see this?
Yeah, if you want to watch it, it's like Spirits Within, but better.
But from what I read, in-game demo. Yeah, from what I read, it's like they show this thing that looks like pre-rendered like cutscene nonsense, but then they go and they just like change like this dude's hair is now red and in dreadlocks, and then they show you the same thing again, and it's like no time delay, which is just like boom, this is it again.
Either this is Square Enix just killing it in insane amount of quality put into their engine, or Square Enix doesn't know what in-game footage means.
Well, do you remember a long time ago, this was a thing that they were talking about that they were making this, they've been building this technology to make as close to real life with using as bare minimum, like stress on current existing technology.
Mm.
Like this was like months and months and months ago. Okay. I brought it up in a news article thing where it's like the only images they had, the photorealistic. Yeah, the photorealistic like engine that could like.
But it was all environmentally.
Environmental stuff. It wasn't people yet. Okay. So no, this is why this is a bigger deal.
This is a Final Fantasy ass looking Final Fantasy demo where it's like there's some religious undertones and some monsters and then a pan out from a slum city into the gigantic world, and it's called like Aisha's Prophecy.
Agni's Philosophy.
Good enough.
The Final Fantasy real-time tech demo.
It is nuts.
I gotta go see that then.
Banana-ass nuts.
Constructed Luminous Studio.
It is pretty.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
But that's all. That was the stuff after this year that I saw and was like, hey, you know what? I'm ready to drop some money on a new console. If that's what games are gonna look like, I'm in.
Right.
I didn't think I'd be in, but now I'm in.
Really, really, really quick things that I discovered and did today. Go sign up for that Dust 514
demo. Oh, God, that was a total misstep. Why was that not shown in Sony's press conference except for a sizzle reel?
You can go register for the closed beta right now.
Okay.
It comes out the 29th. I've already done it.
I want to do it.
I want to be a part of this.
I do, too.
Other than that, really, really dumb.
I'm more excited about that than I am about Torchlight 2.
All right, fine. That's fine. That's acceptable.
I guess so.
Both of them about the same amount, though.
Dead or Alive release date for, what, May next year?
Ooh, Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive 5.
Do a 5 that has the crossover characters?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, weird.
I am a fighter.
I am a fighter. There's going to be DLC coming out for Portal 2 that lets you use your move.
Woof.
Like, what does it say? 20 new tests designed specifically for the PlayStation Move.
Shoot me in the face.
So I'll be getting on that. And then this other new trailer came out from Disney 3D. Wreck-It Ralph?
What?
Ralph or what? What's it called?
That is not Nightcrawler?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, okay. Boom Blocks?
Kind of. No, this is not a game, though.
Okay.
This is a, like, almost like a Pixar movie, but it's not Pixar, about video games.
Huh.
And what it is, this like, arcade character who is upset with being the villain and going through his life not having any appreciation for being the villain. So he leaves his video game to try being another character in other video game tropes.
Cool.
It's got John C. Reilly as the main character.
No, not cool.
Yeah, not cool. But he does. His voice does a decent job.
I like his voice.
It's go watch the trailer for this. It looks cutesy, but at the same time, it's probably the best looking video game movie I've ever seen. Just because
All right, it's like Steve Carell in...
It's approaching video games from...
What was that movie?
Despicable Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's approaching video games from a lighthearted sense. Like, it starts off part of it where Ralph is... God. Ralph is in a, like, support group for bad guys because he, like, feels so down about being a bad guy, and he, like, says this. And then Zangief, like, says... it's like, hi, my name's Zangief. I'm a bad guy. And
I wrestle Russian bears.
Exactly. And he's just saying, like... like, it just, so it just goes into that weird thing, and then there's a zombie that tells Ralph
Rushing
that,
wrestling exactly, is the best.
Bowser's there, and one of the ghosts from Pac-Man is like leading the whole discussion. Aww. It's
old Blinky.
Well, which one's the orange one?
Winky, Inky, Blinky. I don't know.
So it's cute.
I'll see it.
It looks charming and cute, but like totally hits those like nostalgic like video game beats that I would love to see.
That's great. Hey, speaking of movies, quickly, did you see Prometheus?
No.
Okay. It's not out yet.
Didn't it just come out?
I thought it came out last Friday.
No.
No, this Friday.
Like, this Friday?
Yeah.
This Friday.
Okay. I did, however, see Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah.
I saw Avengers by myself. There's still people in the theater. I was surprised.
Don't see that movie.
Yeah, I wasn't going to.
Like,
yeah,
I wasn't. Well, I know you weren't going to, but...
Not interested.
But... I don't know. Snow White and the Huntsman.
Prometheus, baby.
Starts off really well. Oh, yeah, Prometheus.
There was a trailer in E3 about Prometheus.
Did it have Coors Light in it?
Unfortunately, no.
No.
I may have been drinking Coors Light at the time, though, so good enough. Okay, that's it for our E3 discussion for press conference coverage. Thank you for your... This has been your number one source for E3 information, listeners. Before we go, I've got, unfortunately, only 7 questions of trivia.
Oh, we're actually going to do trivia?
Yes, trivia. Okay. Because this year is Year of the Bow.
Oh, I got this.
Oh, right, Year of the Bow. Gotcha.
This is going to be weapon-related video game trivia.
Oh, no.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I got this.
Now, I designed this...
You name
this,
the weapon and we name the game?
No, I designed this in terms of a NPR Sunday puzzle where... I'm going to read you a sentence. The last two words of that sentence will have the first two letters that are the first two letters of the weapon.
You are a crazy person.
Okay, so I will read you a sentence that is a description or that has something to do with this famous, iconic video game weapon. The last two words in that sentence will have the same first two letters of that iconic weapon.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay,
I got it.
There are only 7 questions because I forgot my tablet at work and my notepad at work, and I had stuff written down, and it's been a crazy day, so sorry. There's only 7, yes. So the first question is, this weapon has defeated plenty of mechanical bosses. This weapon has... defeated plenty of mechanical bosses.
That's the first two letters of the weapon?
Yes, so MB would be... Or sorry, it matches like... This weapon would be called the M blank B.
Oh,
M space B. You understand, like...
I understand.
It's the first letter of each of each word of that iconic video game weapon.
MB?
Yeah, so this weapon defeated plenty of mechanical...
Mega Buster!
Great. Okay, number 2. This iconic weapon belongs to a blonde soldier.
Buster Sword.
Buster Sword!
Damn it.
I almost didn't get it.
Okay. Number 3.
It was right there, too.
This weapon augments something in Link's arsenal. This weapon augments something in Link's arsenal.
Oh, God. I should get this. I know this.
Link's arsenal. L-A.
Hang on. It's...
God damn it.
What is it?
I feel like I don't...
This weapon augments something in Link's arsenal.
Long...
L-A.
It's not like... You're not like shooting for long attachment, are you?
No. There are multiple types in this category of augmentation. I'm looking for a specific one that is kind of an end game thing.
Oh, Light Arrow.
Light Arrow.
Mm. Got it.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Okay. All right. We got another question here. This living weapon is an entity of supreme evil. Supreme evil.
Soul Edge.
Soul Edge. Nice, John.
Didn't know that either.
This timeless weapon has heard multiple songs. This timeless weapon has heard multiple songs. MS. Timeless.
Hold on. I'm getting there.
Come on. Can't give too much dead air. People say this is the most boring part.
Damn it.
Timeless Weapon has heard multiple songs. What is a game that has a lot of music in it?
That's what I'm trying to think of here. I got nothing.
I'm thinking of games that have music, but I'm not thinking of the weapon.
Nothing? Throw this one to Billy?
Yeah.
This is the Master Sword.
Okay. I wouldn't have gotten it.
I suppose.
Okay, these last two questions are going to be super freaking hard because it gets crazy because it's going to be four words.
Oh, so the last four words?
The last four words with the... It's a little tougher because fitting four words is more challenging, but okay. So I'll read this and I'll kind of explain. I'll say, first of all, the about... in the clue at the end does not have anything to do with the weapon.
Okay.
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 So this 8-bit weapon is acquired by knowing a secret joke about a muscular governor. This 8-bit weapon is acquired by knowing something about a secret or knowing the secret joke about a muscular governor. So leave out the about. Secret joke, muscular governor. SJMG.
I don't think I know this.
8-bit.
8-bit.
Is the first word super?
Yes.
Super jack jump.
Super.
I really like this game. Really, really, really?
It's an 8-bit game?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know it either.
I don't know.
Super Joe's Machine Gun from Bionic Commando. All right,
son, I knew it was going to be a Bionic Commando thing, too. Son of a bitch.
Okay, here's the last one I got. This one's going to be kind of tough, but we'll give it a 2 point so Matt can tie.
Ooh.
All right.
I won't tie, but whatever.
These four guns were the primary weapons of a character who could be described as perky, sexy, racy, and time-bending. These four guns were the primary weapons of a character that could be described as perky, sexy, racy, and time-bending.
Shit.
PSRT. Four different things.
Scarlet.
Not at all.
Damn it.
PSRT.
Oh.
Starts with the P.
So the other clue I was working on was something along the lines of PlayStation sucks really terribly.
Oh. I think I know what games it deals with.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Remember what the weapons are called?
No.
Are you familiar with music?
Sure.
Are you familiar with the Scarborough Fair?
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
I
don't think we're going to get it. Jesus. Okay. This is too tough.
Really? The game is Bayonetta.
I knew it was Bayonetta.
And the answer I'm looking for were her four pistols called Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme.
No, fuck that. I wasn't going to get that.
No?
No.
Nothing? What? Zero?
What are you fucking
I just made
about?
These up off the top of my head, by the way. As I were.
What, the names of those pistols?
No, I made it all up. No, like, come on, really?
You can't give me some ebony and ivory nonsense?
I had that written down, but I couldn't think of a play on words to describe it. E and I? I don't know. Yeah, it was too hard. Plus, there's a lot of just one-named weapons, like Gunblade. How do you fucking do Gunblade? Impossible. Anyway, that was great. Thanks, guys, for playing this week's trivia talking E3. John, let's wrap this up.
Oh, gosh. This has been another fantastically exciting episode of Boss Barrel Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at JW Stanhope, Griffin Hoffman. You can follow him at Griffin Hoffman.
Griff Hoffman.
Matt doesn't have Twitter. Matt, fuck Twitter. I'm going to start a Twitter account.
You can find him at Real Life near the P-Sub.
Yep.
Oh, exactly. Man.
Across the street from the
follow us on, like us on the Facebook, follow our page and all that good jazz. Griff, do we have a Twitter?
No, we don't.
We don't. So don't worry about that.
Jesus Christ, it's asking enough for people to like us on Facebook. Do you think people are going to fucking follow us on Twitter?
Not yet, they're not.
I have enough trouble updating the things I have. I don't want to deal with a Twitter update either.
I'm sure we don't have any emails, so if you would like to, you can email us at bbr@bossbarrel.com. Oh, do we have some?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. If we do, we will.
Next week. And that's it. The end of the show.
We out. We out. We out.
We out. We out. We out. We out. We out.